I got your number and give your number to the policeman. Don't worry.
You are absolutely disgusting, and this is an inappropriate conversation and not one that you need to have with a child. And you need to go get a life.
I'm not playing no fucking games,
man. I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making those stupid calling. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my perfect.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Cocaine.
Cocaine.
Is the moment fans around the world have been waiting for.
Yeah, cocaine.
Do some drugs and cocaine in the bathroom, yeah.
Wow.
Hey, everybody.
Well, that was good.
That was Milkman. You heard him? Milkman's trying to start his engine over there. Hey, everybody. Yep. Good evening. Milkman's engine is flooded.
Oh yeah, man, firing on all one cylinders.
Oh yeah, hey, it's Carlito, Milkman, and Madhouse Radio. Yeah,
it's the Manito, my brother. How you been, man? It's so good to hear your melodious tones, and welcome back to Thursdays and other insanities that may occur, as you know. But so good to hear you, man. How have you been, my brother?
Good. I've been good, thank you. I just woke up a little bit ago. I'm doing good, man.
Generalissimo.
Generalissimo, yes. Yes.
Right.
Yes, that's what you call me. Yes, that's right. Thank
you. You've always been our supreme commander. I mean, it's just without a doubt.
Of course. How can you not know that? You've only been saying it at the start of every show for like 8 years now.
Well, we'll call in the cavalry. Horse? Yeah. Oh,
all right, it's good to hear your voice, man. Hey, man, next week is our anniversary show. It falls in between this week's show and next week's
weird.
Thursday. It's right dab in the middle.
Weird.
So it's we'll celebrate it next week just to make sure everyone knows we're back on Thursday. But dude, I haven't isolated any prank calls in the last year. So I don't think we can really do a countdown unless I bust my ass this week. And I'm just saying, I'm lazy like that. I'll end up not doing it.
Dude, just look, do this, man. Whatever calls we got, fuck it, throw it out. If there isn't any, then so fucking what? It's not right. Fucking in the world, man. We're having fun. We're not trying to break balls, are we?
Yeah, we always do something special for the, you know, for the anniversary show. We do some stuff, you know?
I know. Compilation, right? But if you don't have it, you don't have it. So what will you do? You could, like, put in some, maybe some of our others, mix them together, and then stuff.
Well, last year's anniversary show was really good. Remember, we had a whole bunch of... Jen was on for the first time in a long time,
yep.
And then Zolar.
Yeah.
Zolar was on. Hollywood Vanya was on.
Oh, that's right, Hollywood. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
I got Hollywood to call in for a second there, a little bit. I was trying to get Reclude. I tracked him down, but he wouldn't answer my calls, but I found his phone number. But I couldn't get him to join us, man.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's alive. He's I don't know, he's...
So, but you haven't been in communication with him how many years?
I think what happened with him was, like, he used to come on and talk about doing certain things.
Yeah, I know that.
And he would actually do them on the air, you know, certain things.
I know that, too.
Yeah.
Because he was no liar. The man backed up everything he said.
He was the fucking shit. It was so awesome, though. But
he gets so fucked up, and he could barely talk.
Yeah. but he's a little more legitimate
now.
Originally,
man. Whenever he started doing the show, I get invited on, Bob.
Oh, my God.
So I was in there every night trying to keep him going, man. I'm, like, typing things all fucked up. Jeez, like, typing, I'm fucked up, man. What do I do?
Man. Oh, well, you remember he had the whole story about his. Do you remember the story about his intern that he told us for some weird reason? He's like,
something about he was screwing around with them and like they were partying in there and screwing around with them and it turned ugly. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it got really bad really fast. Some underage high school intern. He just involved them sticking fingers in each other's mouths and shit. It's like, what the fuck, dude? And then like
the next 3 fingers. Freddy.
He's 4-finger Freddy. What are you talking about? 3 fingers.
Well, he's 3 now.
He gets all 4 in there. Anyway, yeah, one of his fingers is indisposed. New News telling us, hey, tonight, I don't know if Lonesome knows that we're on Thursday nights, man. I should have hit him up. I forgot, totally forgot to tell him. I would have hoping maybe that it would reach him on the grapevine, you know? Damn.
Yeah. Fuck.
Hang on, I see Lego on AIM.
Worst case fallback position, you know, we do have the historical catalogs. I mean, you know, it always gleans something nice because the man has been around since God.
Yeah. I see Lego online. I just hit him up on AIM. Maybe he catches that. Maybe he'll want to join us for a little bit. That'd be cool since we were just talking about
it. We could have a little bit of fun trying to like invite some of the people that's appeared like over the years. If we get any of the classic people or, you know, maybe bring some of the newer people in. Just kind of like have a little bit discussion thing or whatever. You know, and just,
I don't know.
Do some of the other people. Whatever you think. I don't know.
Anyway, Nunu telling us tonight's Indian word is hala hala. I don't know what hala hala means.
Hala hala.
Hala
hala. I think that means you want to scream louder.
Let me holla, let me holla, let me holla, holla, holla.
Louder.
Alright. Also call old people in the UK, remind them that it is hot, and tell them to drink plenty of water and fluids. Weren't they having a heat wave in the UK once, and I kept calling a guy telling him that not to go outside because he could fall over. He could fall over and collapse and not in the sun. And he's like, I won't fall over. I'm not going to collapse. I'm not going to get a heat stroke. Leave me alone. Tell them to drink plenty of water and get naked, but not show their private parts or sexual organs, reminds Nunu, Milkman.
Oh, my.
There's a comma in between those two.
Of course, he's got some sick twist on it.
Of course. Well, that'll be great. Nunu wants to get numbers, so we'll see.
Nunu, you know what? You got to hit us up, man. Let us know when some of these telemarketing conferences are, man, because we used to pull off a lot of fun with that too, bro.
Well, it's telemarketing conference season is coming up, I believe.
That's what I was thinking too, man. I don't know. He was always the expert at acquiring numbers. Now, I don't know if he still has that magic or not.
Well, yeah, Nunu was telling me recently that it's warming up. I saw him saying that in the chat room. Conference season is coming up. So,
all right. He's on it. Good. That is our representative there in Wankershire, England.
It's usually late summer into the early fall is the conference seasons when all those you get clown conference, right? What are the ones? The midget conference. Yeah. There's the clown conference. Mm-hmm. There's
then the Feminazis clown. The Feminazis we called them a few times.
Remember
about changing the tampon or something.
Well, yeah,
or some shit that weird.
Yeah. Call. Then there's the Confederate one. The Sons of the Confederacy have one, I think. And the Telemarketers Association.
Yeah, one of the Sons of the Confederacy, one of those, like, Sonny Young, or what was he in? He's one of them, like, real, like, racist ones.
I don't know.
Remember, he was, like, a famous star. He was a star and used to be in older television, man. I'm just trying to think of his character, but we called him up Sonny Landham.
Oh, Sonny Landham. Sonny Landham. Yeah. Yeah, no, we just I just called him at random.
I thought he was invited to conference is how we got into him now.
No,
I didn't even remember all that.
Oh, no, Nunu just found his number and I called him and I think the first thing was a casting call.
I knew
I
had something with Nooners, man.
It was a casting call was the first one. I told him I wanted him to act like he was dying, you know, hear on the voice on the phone, and he goes, oh, like that. Yeah. And the second time Hollywood talked to him, and he was being real racist, he was like, you know, if you a Muslim, get out of my country, kind of thing. Yeah.
Kind of weird shit.
All right. Well, Lonesome isn't here yet, as I've said a few times, but we do have the Lonesome Log, which is a collection of all the numbers he sent in throughout our 8-year history so far. Well, 7 years and 11 months and 3 weeks history at this point. I don't know. Who should we call? Give me something you want to call. Let's call Indians, right? That's always a good warm-up, Indians.
Those are usually good to open up. They're still open, and they're usually always never fail to please.
All right, let me pull up a random Indian number from the past. Here's one in Australia. I have no idea what time it is in Australia. I think it's tomorrow afternoon.
Exactly opposite, almost.
So it's about 10, 11 in the morning. Maybe too early for Australia. Let's find a different one here. Hang on. I cannot find Indian.
On my clock. I sent you that app, too. I don't know if you ever got it. Man, it shows you all the time zones in the world, and you can like customize it, and it'll show up on your
phone?
Android.
Yeah, well, I can get that on a desktop. I'm just too lazy. I can just go to Google and put in what time is it.
Okay, here it is. Sitting. Okay, I'll break it down. Okay, so it's 3:44 in the afternoon, American Samoa. Maui, Hawaii is 4:44. Anchorage is 6:44. Denver is 8:44. Chicago, let's see. Christiansted is, Perth, there it is, Perth, that's what I was looking for. Perth is 10:44 in the morning, so actually that wouldn't be a bad call.
Well, where's Perth? Is that like on the west?
That's on the west, so it's within a couple hours of that. So it's going to be 8:44, 9:44. I mean, look, I used to have all of them on here.
Because there's four time zones in Australia, for fuck's sake, dude.
Yeah, you got Adelaide, and okay, Sydney and Adelaide are pretty close, like a half hour. There's 12:45 Sydney, Tasmania is 12:45. So yeah, like Adelaide's got its own time zone. So yeah, go with those there. Hobart is going to be everything from Queensland, anything on the East Coast, Gold Coast. Brisbane, any of those places. Gympie. You remember my buddy? He's still down there in Gympie, man.
Who the hell?
Lifey.
Lifey,
remember Lifelike? Yeah, Gympie. Remember Lifey used to come on Lifelike?
Yeah. What's Gympie?
Yeah, Gympie is where he's at now. Hey, Lifelike, I know you're not listening, but if you are, man, I hope you're doing well, man. Miss you.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, what's Gympie? Is that a city? I never heard of Gympie before.
Yeah, it's a city. Gympie, I believe. That's where he moved to.
I heard of them all. Gympie.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like
a lot of people know about it because it's near Brisbane.
Good afternoon, Spice of Life.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Oh, good, good. I wanted to see about making. Well, is this the Indian restaurant?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You guys are rated pretty high. I saw here in the airline. I was on a plane, on a Qantas airplane, and it says places to go, and it had you down there. I don't know if you were aware of that. It had you.
Hello?
Yeah, you guys are recommended in this magazine I was reading.
Which one? MacArthur magazine?
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Yeah, that's for congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, so I like to see, do you have any tikka masala, chicken tikka masala?
Yeah, we have.
All right, well, can I have one order of that? Okay.
Chicken tikka masala?
Yeah, one hala hala.
One what?
Hala hala.
We don't have that.
You don't have hala hala?
No.
Do you have banchud?
What do you say?
Banchud?
What's that?
It says in the magazine that it's your banchud, it says here. It says it's your sister. You cover your sister in meat, and then we eat it off with our mouths. We don't use our hands.
Hello?
Yeah, have you ever heard of naked sushi, where you put sushi on a sexy little, on a sexy sister? And we put food on your sister and eat it off for her.
Yeah.
You understand? Hello? Hey, buddy, don't be scared. It's okay. It's just me. It's Carlito, man. Come on. I'm your friend. Come on, please be my friend and talk to me. Hello? Be my friend. Yeah, I sneeze. I've been sneezing a lot. Are you just going to sit there? All right, we'll call someone else. You hang on, all right, buddy? And we'll talk. We're going to call Tamarind Tree Curries, okay? And then we're going to call the UK after that.
Yeah, they came recommended by Franklin Magazine. I don't know why they're not talking.
Oh, is it Franklin Magazine? What did he say? Franklin Magazine? What did he say?
I think so.
Some bullshit magazine.
Oh, probably some local nobody ever heard of. Three in publication.
Yeah.
Tamarind Tree Curries, how can I help you?
Hey, is this a curry place?
Hello?
Is this a curry food place?
Yeah.
Oh, I like to have some that Indian food. Hello?
Hello?
I like to have some of that Indian food, buddy.
Yeah, what do you like to have?
One order of chicken tikka masala.
Yeah?
One hala hala.
Sorry, what did you say?
Hala hala.
Oh, we don't have any hala hala.
Are you hala hala? Asshole? Are you hala hala, asshole?
Hello?
Yeah, are you hala hala, asshole? Huh? Hello?
I'm not getting what you're saying.
Are you a hala hala asshole? It says
hala hala.
Yeah. What is hala hala? It says here hala hala is a curse word in Indian. So what's the problem? Why don't you understand?
It's halal or hala hala?
Hala hala. What's that mean?
I don't know anything such hala hala.
Oh, tell me a bad word in Indian. Like banchud. You know banchud? Do you know what that means?
Do you want me to report it to the police or what?
Well, do you know what that means? Banchud? Do you know what I mean when I say that?
Do you want to place an order?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what do you want?
One chicken tikka masala?
Yeah.
One banchud? Dumbass. Never get, you know, the stupid banchud thing, milkman, you know? You think people are finally, God, enough. Enough with it. God, enough.
I can't believe it. No one has it on the menu tonight, man. I'm sure we'll find it.
Shit is never on the menu. Dude. It's never
really?
On the menu. Yeah, no. Shit isn't on the menu. Okay. The UK has a heat wave, so let's call them and warn them. What? How's that sound?
Whatever you do. Yep. Just remember that, man. They're having a heat wave.
Yeah, man. We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. I'm going to sing
And they
that.
Don't use air conditioning over there either.
Should I sing that song to them? We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave.
It's being a heat wave.
We're having a heat wave.
Is that Pointer Sisters?
I don't know.
That's
an old-ass song.
I actually lived through that point in time. I actually had the fucking record, but don't ask me what it was.
We're having a heat wave.
Heat wave. You can use an old grandpa now.
Hello, this is Lancaster 33135. I'm sorry we're not here to pick you.
1133135. Try him again.
Hello.
William? I'm calling from the United Kingdom Natural Resources Association. I understand that you're of elderly age and we're in the middle of a heat wave right now. Hello? We just want to warn you about going outside. Let me try them again. Milkman, you should get your guitar and start singing We're Having a Heat Wave when I cue you.
Welcome to voicemail.
Oh,
the my heavy metal jam for him, man.
We're having a heat wave.
Yeah.
Heat wave. Hello.
See, and you could...
Hello. William. William. It's important. The heat wave. Yeah. He doesn't want to talk. He's just putting the phone down now.
Yeah, see, you could overdub it with the White Devil voice, right?
Yeah. The White Devil just starts breaking it down.
Right.
With all, with all his heat wave sounds.
Yeah. I'm going to burn through London tonight.
It sounds like Hulk Hogan talking.
Huh?
Hello, it's that William Quigley, I say.
Who's calling?
My name is Brett. Brett the Hitman Hart. I'm calling from the United Kingdom National Heat Wave. We're calling to warn you. We understand you're elderly, you're older of age, you're a pensioner. And we want to warn you that there is a heat wave in progress. It's extremely hot outside.
I don't want to wear it, though.
All right. Now, do you know when you go outside, you wear nice, loose-fitting clothing, light colors? That will
What's the purpose of the call? I know there's a heat wave. Where are you ringing from?
Huh? I'm calling. We are employed by the government, the United Kingdom government, to warn elderly and old age pensioners about the heat wave and what they can do.
Do you know what time of the morning it is here? You know?
Yes, it's a national emergency.
No, it's not a national emergency.
Yes, it is. It's been declared a national emergency by the Prime Minister. It's a national emergency. Yeah. It's not a national emergency. Oh, he's like, just slammed the phone. You heard him.
Oh.
You asshole. He's just like,
I think he missed it.
Yeah. All right, let's call the next one then. Here's another William. We'll warn him about the heat wave, the tropical heat wave. It's hot everywhere, dude. It's hot up here in the Northeast. I don't know, down there in San Francisco.
Like air conditioning.
With his open.
I'm going to put a blanket out.
With your golden gates wide open. San Francisco.
Got my blankie.
Open up your gates.
Hello?
Hey, is that William Pennington?
Yes.
Are you William?
Nope.
Is William available?
No, it's not.
Middle of the night here.
I
know. Can I pass on a message, please?
Yes.
All right. I'm calling on behalf of the United Kingdom National Heat Wave Association. Do they think it's a sales call because of what I'm saying? They're like, fuck. Sales call. We're having a heat wave. A national heat wave.
Burning in my...
Hello, this is Bill and Joan. We're not available at the moment. Please leave a message if you like. Thank you.
Hey, we're having a heat wave. It's a tropical heat wave. So be careful. Thank you. I didn't sing it. I don't like my voice that much. I don't like my singing voice. I'm not very fond of it, Milkman, you know? But, yeah, you know, at least I got the message out there. You know, the only version of Tropical Heat Wave I can find is by the Muppets.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen,
perfect.
A song made famous by the legendary Marilyn Monroe, performed tonight by my favorite pig singer and her penguins.
All right, tropical heat wave.
There you go. Cue it up there where they start singing, man. Skip all that other shit.
Yeah. We have a special message for you. All right, cool. Sounds good. It's, sounds like the fucking 80s. Sounds like the fucking 70s and 60s.
Dude, that sounds like the 70s or the 60s, man.
Straight
up. They didn't do that kind of shit very much. They didn't do very much singing on, like, the bumpers.
Yeah.
Hardly ever in those days. Old days, yeah.
Wow.
That's what we did in radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Is that William?
William who?
Let's see here. I've got William Newton.
What do you want?
Well, I'm calling from the National Safety Administration. There's a heat wave going on, and we have him on our list as a pensioner, and it's important that we get this message to him.
So what, at this time in the morning?
It's a national emergency that's been declared by the British government, so we're having to call everyone as soon as possible.
Right.
All right, so
we
want to make sure that he knows not to go outside for long periods of time, wear sunblock, SPF 20 or something like that, drink plenty of fluids, preferably non-carbonated.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think we know all that, but we don't need to be told this time, do
okay.
we?
Yeah, right. And he shouldn't be having looking at women outside because it could raise his heart pressure. If he sees women with big breasts walking by, it could affect him. It could speed up the process. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? Ooh.
All right. We seem to have been cut off. Somebody cut the line.
We're having a heat wave. Fucking heat wave. Hello? Oh, they hung up before I could start. Can't get her singing. Oh, shit.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone.
There, that's the voicemail left for them. And in the process, I hung up on Milkman. Now, Milkman will be confused why I have disconnected. Watch. What happened? Why did you hang up on me? Scott Pierce.
Oh.
Hey, buddy. Sorry, I hit the wrong hang. I hit the
wrong hang. I lost you.
Yeah, sorry, man. Sorry, man. All right.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, let's see if there's any requested pranks here, eh? Yeah.
Requestoids.
Requestoids, yeah. There you go.
And it's such a way that
welcome to my new inbox. I have a new inbox, according to Google. Thank you. Got it. We do have a request to prank here from Ken. Yay! And also RBCP. He sends in great stuff. Remember the Cardane pranks? This lady just got called in and left a message for me to call her back. She sounds legit. Sounds like a black woman. So your name is Roy and you have hit her car and left a note. I still get tons of messages for these. Most of them are fake. Left by fans of the YouTube machine. But occasionally there's a real one. This one could be fake, but it sounds pretty real to RBCP. Well, alright, we'll take your word for it, buddy. Let's try it. Alright, we don't have a name. But she is apparently a Negro. I'm sorry, that's horrible. She's a black girl, a lady, an African-American woman, the most oppressed person.
You could get that out of
in this
spelling,
country,
right? Obviously.
What?
You figured that out from the spelling.
Yes. People keep saying I look like George Zimmerman. You know, fuck you guys. That's a racist comment to make in the chat room.
You're jealous.
Oh, we all look the same.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Damn it. Try it again. I hate Miss Piggy. I always wanted to punch her right across the face. Stupid bitch. Don't you just want to kick Miss Piggy in the chest and launch her across the room sometimes, Milkman? I fucking hate her, man. She's annoying. I hate that bitch.
Your call has been forwarded to a...
Yeah. Anyway. Let's try a swap shop call, I guess, because there was no answer from the car ding. Maybe we'll try it later. Sorry, Brad, I tried. Okay. We will be having a yard sale in Saturday. In Saturday? There's no phone number for that, so never mind. Fuck. 2005 model 3 bedroom 2 bath for sale. That's a house. Not feeling it. Looking for the gentleman that was looking to buy used appliances in bulk. I have several to sell. Please call me at this number. Okay, here we go. I am the gentleman looking for appliances. Let's do it, Milkman.
All right, maybe a roommate share one bed.
No, that's not an appliance, Milkman, but thank you. Yes.
There you go. Get something straight between you.
Straight between. Well, shit. Not having much luck tonight, Milkman. This is a sad excuse for a show. Very sad.
Oh no, it's all right, bro. We actually are getting some calls from our old numbers. You know, he's not here live tonight, so. Maybe he'll show up a little bit later.
Maybe. All right, here's a different person who's selling a dining table with chairs. Thank God the chairs come with it, Milkman. What would you do? Just stand at the table? Like an animal?
Hello?
Hi, honey. I see you have a dining room table with 6 chairs.
Yes, I do.
Thank God you have the chairs, right?
Yes.
Because then what would you do? Would you get on your knees and sit and eat, you know? Or you stand there like an animal?
Uh-huh.
Do you have any dogs in the house that have been around this stuff?
We do, yeah, but she doesn't get around them or on them or anything.
Does she scratch the legs on it or pee on it? The
marker
scent?
No.
Does the dog spray?
Pardon me?
Does the dog spray her scent?
No.
The corners and stuff? No. Okay,
no.
That's good. And is it a dark colored wood or cherry wood or what is it?
It's dark colored. There is some veneer on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And underneath,
just ignore
it
that.
It says, underneath the table, it says Aruba pecan.
Aruba pecan. Oh, that tastes good. You ever had one of those? I've had those.
No.
That's the tree wood. Hey, listen, now, did you have any kids around the table?
There have been kids here. My grandkids have been here eating it, but they don't live here. They come to visit once or twice a year.
But have they put boogers on under it and stuff like that?
No, sir. No.
Do you mind if I check with a black light to see if there's boogers there? Like under the table. You know, kids, they pick their nose and they stick the boogers under the table. That's disgusting, right?
I don't think you're serious about this.
No, please.
I'm not interested in talking to you.
Please, are there any semen stains? Semen. Semen. Milkman, semen!
What the fuck? She sounded guilty, dude. I think it's booger covered, man. That's just why she escaped so quickly.
God.
She fleed from the soiled table reference.
There are boogers. They're like freaking like stalactites.
Hanger hawks.
Yeah. I forgot to post the update on Facebook and Twitter. Whoops. Sorry. Here we go. I'll do that now. I always forget one little thing. You know, I did a show 2 days ago in the afternoon. And I called Milkman to see if he wanted to be on. He's like, no, I don't want to be on. No, I don't want to be on. I don't want to be on. We got a call back from somebody. Let's listen. Quiet, Milkman. Someone called back, didn't say anything. So that would likely be the last number we called before, which is the person wanting to sell some appliances. So here we go. Let's return the favor, milkman.
All right.
We're having a heat wave. Forget it. I don't want to do that one. All right. We got a toolbox for sale with a full fit of Ford Ranger or an S10. Also need someone to do bush hogging. What's bush hogging, milkman?
Oh, that's like where you get like a lot of like growth, like wild underbrush. It could be briars. It could be small trees, maybe, you know, 5, 6 feet, you know, little skinny ones, maybe about an inch or so around. So you usually got to take something that can chop a lot of wood and also cut down like grass and shit like that. So, you know, different ones are set up differently, but it's a device to trim back, you know, heavy brush.
Okay. I always wondered. I've always heard the term of, you know, bush hogging and, you know, yeah, bush hoggers.
They call them brush hogs, too, but yeah, it's about the same thing.
That's what
now,
I figured.
On the highways, you'll see them. They got like a wheel, and then they'll extend it out from the cab, and it's kind of like a JLG lift, you know, an articulating arm. And then this guy actually moves these wheels and will cut shit down. I've seen him do it before.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that. I've been driving on the highway.
Kind of like a big saw blade.
Yeah, kind of. It looks fun as hell to do. That's what it
looks about. It's about like 6 feet around, so that's why it makes such a flat cut. You know, everything looks flat after it goes through it, you know. That's
nice, man. It illuminates, yeah.
Imagine that 6 foot fucking blade coming at your ear. Hey, buddy, let me trim your ear.
I would love that job, you know, do that. And then I jump off and then I find any ant mounds and I kick them over.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. Yeah. Florida would be perfect for that. Yeah. Find the fire ants, right?
Yeah, you kick them. You kick them. Like, fuck
Piss
you.
Them all.
Fuck you, ants. Get all angry.
Ants.
I used to do that when I was a kid for some reason. I always kick ant mounds.
I always did the magnifying glass trick. I discovered that about like kindergarten, man.
I'm not kidding. I put gasoline on a few of them. I used to put hot water. You could boil hot water and dump it on.
Oh, water. Yes, the old ladies used to do that.
No one's available.
Yeah, hot water, man.
They still come back anyway. They come back anyway, but at least hot water will slow them. Boiling water will slow them down for a while.
Yeah. Boil that water.
You've been bit by fire ants before. You guys don't have them up here where you're at, do you?
I don't know if they're... I mean, they'll eventually spread up here. Isn't that the whole thing? What they say?
Yeah, yeah.
The fire ants will take over the country. You know what? I use that keyboard cleaner stuff for what you're trying to do, Milkman.
Oh, really?
I just stick it in there and go... Yeah, it comes all out, yeah. That's good stuff that comes out. Hello. Save that, man. Yeah. Anyway, hey. Man, I had an... Oh, what the fuck? I had something I was going to bring up. Damn it, man. What was I just talking about?
I found a new cool game, dude.
Yeah,
you got to look at it on the Android.
Hey, hang on. Before that. Before that, milkman, I was going to ask you. Oh, yeah. Whatever happened with the killer bees? Remember the whole killer bee scare that was going on for a while?
Oh, yeah. They're still out there, but not as bad. They got some hybrids that came out of it.
Yeah, they had them mix in with like regular honeybees, right? And they got more...
African bees are more aggressive, and they produce a lot more honey than European bees. So, but they're different size also. But
yeah,
they
thought,
if we get these honey producers in there, we'll get a lot of honey out of them, and they'll be calm or halfway calm like a regular bee. But not so. Those motherfuckers, one gets started, then they all come in, man. And it's just crazy.
Well, they say they'll chase you up to like a mile and shit like that.
Yeah, dude. They get pissed off, man. They're almost like a hornet, but they're a bee.
Yeah.
Well, what they did, I found out... recently heard a few years ago how they started like trying to limit their spread is that they changed the size of the hole into the hive. Africans can't fit in, I think, or a little bit bigger, so they can't get into the hive, but the little ones can, the regular, you know, the European ones, so then they don't get to take over and do that shit, right?
All right, cool.
So they they cut the door a little tighter, and then the big bees couldn't get in. But after that, I haven't heard too much since then. But that was the last thing I heard. That's probably within 1 to 2 years.
Wow, man. Africanized bees. Yeah, but they've been saying, like, since the 80s, they were like, they always, like, you watch the news.
Remember the movie? You don't remember, do you? There's a movie called Killer Bees, and they showed it, man. It was fucking hilarious, man. You remember that movie?
I don't know. I don't know the movie. I know I've seen,
they
like,
ended
videos
up,
and
listen
stuff.
To this, they ended up, I think it was in Texas, and I think they went into, like, a big football stadium, maybe, like, you know, the Dallas Cowboys Stadium or something, and took them in there and then cooled it down, and that's the only way they could stop them, man, because, you know, it was so hot, right? And they would get all active, but cooling slows them, their activity down. So they put them in, that's how they stopped them, was they put them into a big superdome somewhere.
Wow, really? They put them in the,
they
put them in the Astrodome in Houston. That's what it was.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that's right, Astrodome. Okay.
I don't know. I'm just making that up. That's funny. They put them in the Astrodome, and then they imploded it.
Yeah. Okay. But they did. They froze their asses out in the movie. That was the premise of it. So as long as the heat keeps on coming, man, I think that the ants will be moving quickly, man. They don't like cold.
No, man. So that's the whole thing. You know, this weather changes.
Warmer world, man. You know, people like, oh, man, that's cool. Well, fuck that global warming shit. Okay, well, wait till you step on a pile of them fucking ants and they sting the side of your leg and you got all these little pustules everywhere them fuckers sting. You ever got stung by one?
No. By what? But oh, yeah, on the feet a few times.
Fire ant.
Yeah.
And the toxin's like a nasty bacteria.
Yeah, it's like a pimple, but you can't pop it. It's very painful. It doesn't pop.
Poisonous bacteria from their poison.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've gotten a few of those. Those are the worst.
God darn, man. Bigger than pimples, too.
Hello?
Yeah, is that Brianna?
Yeah.
How are you? I see that you're in the need of a washer and dryer. Do you still need one? Because I have one I'm trying to get rid of for free.
Oh, yes.
All right. The only problem is, like, sometimes we had to use it like the toilet, you know? But we had to use it as a toilet sometimes. But it works perfectly. It cleans. It's clean. I'll sanitize it. I'll put some bleach in there and chlorine tablets and ammonia at the same time. I'm going to clean it out for you. All right. It works.
Yeah.
It works good. There were a few times that the bathroom here wasn't working, so we would use it. We would pee and poop, and yeah, she hung up. She's like, no. I'm trying to give her free stuff.
I get to the poop, you fart. Oh, my. She's not a game player.
What a bitch.
Playing fucking games.
Tropical heat wave.
Hello.
Hey, yes, I understand we're having a tropical heat wave. I promise.
I'm sorry.
I promise. I got this dryer and washer for you. Okay.
Stop calling this number.
Well, here's the one thing. Look, honey, baby, the dryer. I never took a shit in the dryer. Oh, man. You heard them back there?
Yeah, only the microwave, ma'am. Only the microwave was used to shit in.
Hey, can I connect Ted, or you don't want Ted on the line? Big Ted Webb.
I don't give a shit. Yeah, man. Ted's cool.
Ted Webb.
You are online.
I am. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, you're calling the other. You're calling the other Skype. This is the one for show. There's a show Skype, right? And then there's the other one. Because the other one... My normal Skype, it got, I called too many people one night, and Skype flagged it, so you can't call out. You can Skype to Skype, but you can't call landlines with it anymore, so I had to get a new account for this.
Oh.
For the show purposes. How you doing, man?
Great. How you be? I can't get in the chat room.
No?
Says,
why?
Says server is full.
Oh, shit, really? We're hitting.
You're very popular man.
I guess so. I'm going to have to get more seats for the server, I guess, if that's really different people. I don't know if it is. Milkman.
It was showing full a while back, dude. I haven't logged on recently here, but it was showing full and rejecting people from coming in.
Was it really?
I seen it in the op. Yeah, you got to look in the op log and you'll see it.
Yeah.
Do you have to pay for more slots or something?
Yeah, I got to, after a certain point, I have to pay for more. I'm going to have to start doing that. Yeah. We're just becoming
popular. Do we have DCC and like file transfer and that shit or not?
I don't know. I think I took all that out because it was costing too much money for all those
services. That's going to run our bandwidth up, and that's probably going to get it shut down too. I didn't know. I just thought of that, you know?
I got a server that I could run IRC on if you want.
That'd be nice. That's good. You don't do an IRC server on your own anymore, right? You used to, but you don't.
I used to. Yeah. I could
start. Do you still drink
up.
Vodka, or did you quit?
Vodka? I never drank no vodka.
Yeah, he drinks wine.
Oh, that's right. Okay. No, I thought you were somebody else there for
I drink
online.
Beer.
Sorry.
I drink beer.
All right.
You're confusing Ted with KDK. Isn't it where he drinks vodka?
Oh, fuck you.
Anyway.
Not that there's anything wrong with him.
Did you see he got attacked by his boyfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you told me about that. He got, like, knifed in the face.
Yeah. That was, God, I feel bad. And then I haven't heard from him ever since. I was lost. I hope he's all right. I haven't called him or nothing.
Maybe he's in therapy.
Maybe. I hope he's all right, though. He hasn't been around.
He really could stand the benefit if he had a little, like, you know, not like physical therapy, but like, you know, like, especially like with relationships, man, because that sucks, dude. Got his fucking face cut.
Yeah. That's crazy. I'm sure
that's
it's
the worst
good.
Thing, man. That's yeah. the worst thing, man.
The guy tried to take his eye out or something, man. Fuck.
But that guy is like,
Drunk Bill.
He's been associated with that dude forever.
Yeah. Like since they were really young, right? Like much younger, mm-hmm. like high school kind of, or just after high school, I think. I don't know. There's a whole weird triangle with him and some other broad and Keith, and it's weird. I don't know. Whatever.
Has anybody ever heard from Keith anymore since they broke up back in the day? I mean, he just kind of like fell off the mat, the masturbator.
No, he's done. He's doing his own thing now, yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, he did prank calls for a little while. That was entertaining.
He did a show for a little while, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember he was going to be with a girl, and that's what pissed off KDK. He was going to quit hanging out and screwing KDK, and was going to get a girl.
Yeah, but that was part. That was the whole triangle thing. It was, I think KDK caught him with that girl from the gas station or something that was friends with Bill.
Something like that. KDK was in on that. I thought it was just Keith.
Yeah, it was a Keith thing. Yeah, but that's how they broke up. Anyway, let's not talk about the guy, right?
Yeah,
never mind. Well,
that's his business, you know.
Moving right along.
This is
moving
big
right along.
Business. I call big business, and I expect big business.
Yes. Yeah. KDK is small business. All right. We've got a half full blooded long haired chihuahua with no papers. No papers.
Hi. You want the papers?
I'm going to call the Nazi. Where are your papers, Jordan? Where are your dog's papers?
You know, do you guys ever call people on Craigslist? Cause...
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Some dumbasses leave their numbers on there. It's fun.
Yeah, we do. It's fun. There's a lot of one-bedroom apartments for share.
Hello?
Yeah, you have a chihuahua?
Yes, I do.
With no papers?
No papers. I have the papers from the vet, but that's about it.
Where are your papers, Jordan?
I'm sorry?
Where are your papers, Jordan?
What?
Where are your papers, Juden? We will put you on the train. No, oh, she's gone. I was going to tell her the whole story about the train.
On my train.
we'll put your dog
on the train to Sobibor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Russian.
Skype. Bad Skype. No.
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 Yes.
No.
What are you talking? It's wrong.
I plugged in a Bluetooth speaker thing and it, like,
you have reached the voicemail box of.
Oh, man. I wanted to tell her the whole train thing. That was awesome. She was kind of offended. Like, what?
What do you mean, the papers?
What do you mean, the papers?
Okay. I like the papers, man.
All right. Well.
It's called some Indian restaurants.
Okay, the only Indian restaurants I have are in Australia, where it's, what time is it now? It is now noon.
There are Australian restaurants in Hawaii. I'm not Australian restaurants. Indian restaurants in Hawaii.
Yeah, but these in Australia, it's lunchtime, so it should be pretty hopping for them right now. And we have found, I know you might not have heard these, but we've been calling these Indian restaurants in Australia, myself and some of the other shows on the Madhouse Network, and they're extra angry.
Extra awesome.
Yeah, they're extra bitchy.
They're cantankerous.
Yeah. That's the word. That's a good word. I was looking for a good term for it. Okay. This one is just veggies. I guess they're just a vegetarian one.
Hmm.
Oh, sorry.
That means they're going to be all compassionate and kind. We don't call that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. As a matter of fact, they're all Gandhi Indian. Kind of.
Like, oh, yes, please hit me again. If it makes you feel better.
Yes. All right. Masala Art Instant Indian Restaurant. And takeaway. Instant Indian restaurant.
Instant India.
They just have a bunch of microwaves there, I guess. It's freezing this shit.
Oh, I thought she was going to tell me it's a track, man. One of the road coaches.
It's like they couldn't call it fast food. They had to say instant.
Oh, there's one in San Francisco, too.
Is it really? Nice. Instant.
From the plane.
We should meet there for lunch and then have Carlito call in.
You want to do this, Ted, or are you chilling?
Yeah.
Hello, Masala at Clifford Garden. How can I help you?
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going?
Yep. Good, man.
Why don't Indian men like to wear condoms? What's up with that?
Sorry?
I said, why don't Indian men like to wear condoms?
Who say you?
No, I tell... You know, in India, they have so many condoms, but the men, they don't put them on their penises. They use them in the roads and on the roofs.
So what can I do?
Explain to me why Indian men don't wear condoms.
So go to the Indian embassy and ask them.
Oh, no, I'm asking you. Do you put on condoms?
No.
Why?
It depends on every human being. Different views.
Okay.
If you go to the brothel, then you have to wear the condom.
Do you like to go to the brothel? Is it fun?
So who are you, man?
My name is Raj.
Raj?
Yeah, Tandoori Raj.
Yeah. So what can I do for you?
I'd like to make an order, please.
Yep.
Okay. I'd like one chicken tikka masala.
Yep.
One tandoori naan.
Yep.
One papadam.
Yep.
One pilau rice.
I have no pilau rice. I have just only plain naan.
And one your mother and two your sister.
Hmm?
And one veggie samosa.
I got your number and give your number to the policeman. Don't worry. Got your number.
Oh, no, don't do that. That'd be very bad.
Yeah, I got a number and within 1 hour you got a call from the police. Don't worry.
Will they wear condoms?
Thank you, bye-bye.
They wear condoms?
Yep.
So would they... I fuck you.
Sorry, I thought he had already hung up, but they wear condoms.
I don't know, it was crazy. I was reading today about how, like, they have so many condoms in India, but the guys won't wear them. Instead, they use them to, like, reinforce their roofs to make them waterproof from monsoons. Or they use them when they repave the roads to make the roads less likely to crack.
That's what they're using the condoms for there. It's practical reasons. At least we're not just letting them waste. That's awesome. The waterproofing shit with condoms, milkman. Disgusting. Wow.
Oh.
Milk was like, I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
I thought he was supposed to use them on the roof.
Yeah. I think once, years ago, I saw a weird video, which was like an Indian campaign, a PSA campaign, for them to start using condoms more, and it was these dancing penises with condoms on them. that were singing this song. See if I can find that. Hang on. I know at some point I saw this. It was like some kind of Indian condom PSA, and it was penises dance Indian. It's got to be out there. Condom PSA. Let's see. Let's see what YouTube gets for me. Yeah, I found one. PSA condom usage. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Engage. Make it so.
Let me see. A public service announcement to prevent sexually transmitted infections and HIV. Yeah, it's condoms like penises walking around. I am the condom friend ever useful to you. All right, I'm going to post a link here for everyone to see in the IRC. Let me grab it here real quick and we'll continue with some more pranks. There you go. You know, as a matter of fact, I think I can put that on video. Yeah, maybe not. He's saying he's sealed with lubricant. Never forget.
You should call the guy back and play that.
Yeah. All right, let me do that. See if I can remember which number it was, though. What did I say it was called? The Masala Art. Here we go. Okay. Yep. Oh, shit. I was just playing the background and act like a doctor here. And advice.
Hey, hello?
Yes, hello. I'd like to make an order, please. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yep.
I'd like to make an order, please.
Yeah, man.
All right. One Tandoori Raj.
Yep.
One order of Papa Dom's.
Oh,
huh? Oh, he hung up. I don't know if he could hear the lyrics or not. Maybe that's what caused the hang up. I do not know. Okay. Let's continue here with another one. This will be the Chutney Murray Tandoori and Curry House, also in Australia. Chutney, yeah. Is chutney always from apples? The only chutney I've ever had was made of apples. Is that the case, or am I completely off there?
I don't know anything about chutney.
I know people put it on pork chops. That's all I know. It's like a garnish, kind of, you know? Like mint jelly.
Chutney is like, it's kind of like a jam, like a preserves.
Thank you, sir.
Hello, Chutney Mary's.
Yes, hello. I would like to make an order. Do you have any mango chutney?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and how do you make it? Do you make it there, or does it come already? Hello?
We make it here.
Is it organic?
Just a moment.
Okay.
Somebody is asking for
chutney. Hello?
Hello, Banchud. How are you, buddy?
Good.
Good. I was asking about the mango chutney that you make there. You make it by hand?
Yeah. We are importing from India. We can't make it here because you don't get enough sunlight here.
Oh, no. But, so yeah. That woman was lying that she said you make it there. She's stupid, right?
Yeah, she doesn't know about it.
She's a stupid woman.
Yeah, but she doesn't know about it. That's why she must have said that.
Yeah, because, I mean, she's a stupid woman. All women don't know what's going on, right? You know what I mean.
Yeah. Anyway, you tell me what you want.
Oh, I like one. Or do you have papadoms there? You make your own papadoms and samosa.
Yeah, samosa we make our own.
Okay, I'll have order a samosa for two people.
So how many you want? Four pieces.
How many pieces can I put in my mouth at the same time? I think I could put like eight.
I got your number.
Have you tried that ever,
policeman? Don't worry. Oh, come on, just be serious. What do you want? You tell me.
Hey, listen, don't be.
I'm busy here. Please don't muck around.
Give me your sister. Give me your sister again so I can fuck her in front of you. I'll show you how to fuck. Oh, he was getting angry, but...
I show you.
Come front and I show you.
Come front of me. Don't muck around.
Don't muck around, guys.
Like I He said, hi, Ben Chud. He's like, hello.
Level two.
Do you want me to call the police? I'm just tracking down your number now.
I dare you.
Yeah.
I'm untouchable.
That's all right.
I'm untouchable.
Hey,
I'm untouchable.
I'm untraceable.
You can't trace me. Don't look around. I don't know what the weird little jingle there was at the beginning. Whatever. Lonesome's here. Milkman, Lonesome's here. Yay!
All right, yeah! All hands held high, man. Yay. That was it, man. Yeah.
Mighty Kong got around. Never fear.
And the Mighty Kong is here. All right.
Mina, mina.
Let's see. Here's how about a McDonald's in Hawaii? What do you think about that? Why not? Something to do.
Yeah.
What in Hawaii?
McDonald's in Hawaii. Yes, sir.
Like a McBoy or Boy. Is that stuff?
Isn't it that rotten bamboo?
No, it is they take and grind up a root called...
Oh, taro.
And then they ferment it, right?
And that's what you get, yeah. Poi.
Hi, Prof. McDonald. Irene speaking. Can I help you?
Hey, do you have anything with poi on it?
I'm sorry?
Do you have anything with that poi stuff?
Soy.
Poi, yeah, you know, poi. You know that poi stuff, honey? You know what I'm talking about?
You talking about for the Happy Meal toy?
Yeah.
The ME2.
22?
We have the size 8.
Oh, yeah?
And what, with number 8. Only number 8.
What comes with it, number 8?
Well, I don't know what it is.
Hey, don't be stupid, all right? Listen,
what comes with
the number 8?
Last time I had the number 8, I had to go number 2.
Yeah, how long after my son eats the number 8 until he has to poop, take a shit in his diaper?
It's finished already.
It's finished, so he eats it and he doesn't have to go shit in a diaper at all?
Oh, I don't know if we still have.
Look, my wife's out for the week, so I need to change the diapers, and you know what I mean. If I can change as few diapers as I need to this weekend, I'd appreciate it. So, how long will he have to be until he has to take a shit in the diaper?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, you think he'll take a shit in the diaper?
Yeah, because we have stuck tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow.
All right. So it takes about.
Yeah.
Like a few, half a day until he has to take a shit?
Maybe by Saturday.
By 5:30, you think tomorrow in the morning he'll have a shit?
In the evening.
In the evening, you think he'll have a shit?
Yeah, shipping is coming out the evening.
Okay, so it'll be a while until he has to take a shit. That's good. That's good. What about when he has to take a piss? Because now you have to change the diaper if he takes a piss also. You know? Hello?
Yeah, you can come on Saturday morning.
Saturday morning?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's...
Are you looking for the what number?
Do you speak Tagalog?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know Peck Peck?
I'm sorry?
Do you know Peck Peck? You like Peck Peck?
Peck Peck.
Yeah. You know who that is?
No.
I thought you spoke Tagalog.
I am, but I don't know what is that.
Peck Peck. You know the girl? You know, she does Peck Peck with the boy, you know? All right, I guess you don't know it. You're stupid.
Okay, just come down on
Yeah,
Saturday.
I'll come. All right, yeah, asshole. Okay, thanks for nothing. Oh. Yeah, they
Your
have
ability to forecast your bowel movements.
My son's bowel movement. Not even knowing how old.
Maybe one day, maybe Saturday.
Without even knowing
Did
how
you get
old
what
my
happened?
Kid is. What happened?
She thought you were saying ship coming in. She yeah. said Saturday at 5:30.
Yeah, I know.
So that's why she kept saying, "Oh, the ship, oh, it's coming in this Saturday."
Must be
yeah,
a cruise
that's
ship
right.
that comes.
That's
in.
What she's thinking.
Yeah, I thought I said shift. But I guess you're right.
Ship.
I thought it was
you,
shift.
The ship be yeah. Saturday 5:30 is what you said. Then yeah. you missed that.
Yeah. No, I knew she had to be thinking something. I thought it was shift. I think you're right. It was
ship.
Yeah.
Ship. Yeah. She thought the boat, right?
Yeah.
Because where the hell did you call, right?
Hawaii, right? Hawaii. Yeah. Ship, yeah.
Yeah, there must be a cruise ship that comes in, a big one that comes in.
They say there must be one near her at Friday at 5:30.
Yeah, well, you know, you were in the Virgin Islands. You know, it's big news when, you know, everyone knows the day the cruise ship comes in.
Everybody knows. Everybody gets their pocketbooks out.
Oh, yeah, man. Make a lot of money, all those. Yeah.
And they spend like mad, too, man. Yeah. It's just like amazing. It's just like the rum they take home, and they just put the cash house fast. Yeah. Man, you can get the rum down there for $2.
Just taxis,
for
even.
For a bottle, man.
Just taxi drivers on the Virgin Islands. Look, man, you ever think of that? Taxi driving the Virgin Islands, man.
Yeah, man, but I don't have that kind of money, man. I don't even know how much a medallion is now. It used to be about like $80,000, I think, back then.
What? What was $80,000?
A medallion. And then you get to drive. Have you ever been there and rode around the taxis, or you never did go on the island, did you?
I've been in the Virgin Islands, yeah, but I've never gotten a taxi there. I've always just walked.
Each island is different.
Yeah, I've always just walked because they fixed up St. Thomas where you can just come right off the boat and you're right there. They have a whole little shit going on there.
It's a lot different because it's really big and expansive and lots of people and lots of entry, so spread out. So they've got these vans that drive basically a circular route all the way from Frederickstead at one end of the island back up to Christian.
Yeah, it's a flat fee.
And then you get on the thing,
it's
and it only costs like you
$20.
$2 or $3. I think it went up to $3. I left.
I don't know. That little? I thought it was way more than that.
Technically ride a circle, I guess. You could technically do that for $5 or $2 or $3, whichever one it was. Now, I think it went up to $3 just for like, I quit taking taxis.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. Oh.
So they get $3 a clip. They get $3 a clip. So, you know, just think how many $3 hop in, man, bro. You wouldn't believe it, man.
Yeah, because you do a few rounds. You're taking people to the beach. You're picking them up from the beach. You know what I mean? Right.
There's other ways to get around. They got public transportation, but it's totally screwed. It's just as bad, way worse than here, man.
Yeah,
it's
no. It shows up. It shows up when it wants to, kind of thing. You know? And,
right.
Yeah.
Cruising time, bro. You know what I'm talking about? We'd be on cruising time, my son.
Yeah, exactly. No, but the problem is, if you're in a cruise ship, you got to be back at a certain time, or you're gonna get stranded, you know, and you gotta buy a plane ticket. Yeah, it fucking sucks. Anyway, here's the Lone Star Steakhouse in Guam. Let's see what's up with Guam, the Island Republic of Guam. Let's call them. Yeah.
Someone was talking about meat spin, so I decided to play leek spin.
Hey. Thank you for calling Lone Star Steakhouse. How can I help you?
Hey, Boradar, honey, baby. I'm from the Lone Star Republic, and I'm excited for the Lone Star Steakhouse. You guys got big Texas-sized motherfucking steaks there?
Yeah.
How big are the steaks? You got the 5-pound steak that you eat it in an hour and is free?
I'm sorry?
Do you have the 5-pound steak that if you eat it in 1 hour, it's free? With all the sides, but if not, you pay $100.
No.
Huh. No?
No, we don't have it that big.
Oh. So what do you like there? What's good? Do you have potatoes?
Yeah, we have baked potato. We have sweet potato also.
Oh, can I take my shoes off when I come in? I like to take my shoes off for letting the bunions breathe. You know what I mean?
I'm not sure if you can take your shoes off, though.
Can you find out?
Okay, one moment.
Thank you, honey. Oh, she sounds hot.
Okay.
Yeah, you sound hot, by the way. I just want you to know that. All right, she does sound hot, right? She sounds all sexed up. It's a good dickin'.
This is good old music.
Yeah, it is.
No idea what she's saying.
Is this Italian?
No, I think it's not Japanese. I think I'm going to drop it into Google Translate. Hold on.
It's definitely not Japanese.
It was Portuguese.
No, it wasn't Portuguese. It sounded more like something like South Asian.
Like Korean? No, not even. It doesn't even sound
not
Korean.
Not Korean, but maybe like Vietnam, Laos, somewhere down in that neighborhood is what kind of sound like. You hear how the music was playing? Real simple.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Right.
Google can't detect the language.
It's Canadian?
Google can't detect the language.
Canadian. Yeah.
Well, I heard him do it on Pigeon because it said something dick one time. And then they start going
doodle doodle.
Who said that?
My manager.
Oh, what's the manager's name?
I have a question.
Oh, my God.
I have a question. Do you take Hawaiian money?
Hawaiian money?
Yeah, I have some Hawaiian currency I'm trying to, you know, use up.
Okay, I'll just go ahead and have you talk to my manager.
Okay.
Bye.
One moment.
I was going to flirt with her, Ted. Thanks a lot, man. Now play Hollywood. Now play the music. That's awesome.
Boom, boom, okay. Boom.
It might be a Vietnamese trying that sound Italian.
She's ad-libbing,
man. Yeah, I think she's ad-libbing.
It's leaks been 10 hours. What's with all these 10-hour videos on YouTube?
Yeah, I don't know.
We've been on hold a while.
Trying to get a manager is probably busy there.
Sorry I cock-blocked you.
No, that's good. You're right. I'm married. I'm supposed to stay on. I'm trying. Stay the course.
Horses. Horses.
All right, let me hang up. I'll hang up and call back.
I won't do that.
We'll hang up and call back. Maybe get faster service. The German national anthem. Yeah, that's what that is. They were listening to.
Tell her you'll use odor eaters.
I was going to ask her for a hot bowl of water to wash my feet and with some Epsom salt. But anyway, here's a Sofra Kebab Express. These are fresh off the Lonesome Loser. Oh, shit. Hang on. I need more water. I'm thirsty. I'm going to grab a beer, actually. No, I don't want a beer. I'm going to get some more water, though. So I got to play a prank call, and I'll be right back. Let me see what I'll play there. La leap lop doo, la doo be doo. That's that song. Doobie dee ba ba blee ba blue. Scooby dee doo bee bee dee bee ba.
Who was that? Sambo and the Blues Crew?
Sambo.
I don't know, dude, but it sounded pretty darn hot. You guys got a good band going over there. Ditto Webbo. My buddy, man.
That was Old Man Cornmeal in the background.
Yo, hip hop.
Old Cornmeal, the name of the guy. All right.
Yeah, I can do it. No, this is easy. One moment, please. 0116 to the beginning of it, apparently, and that should work. Let's give that a shot. I didn't get the name, though. Presuming I understood it right as well. It's connecting.
The cost of this call is 4 cents per minute.
Yeah, it's somebody. What's 4 cents per minute?
Call him Malacca's.
Hello?
Hey, listen, you Malacca. Who is this?
What, you?
This is Valente. You understand? Where's my shit?
What?
Are you the manager?
You're calling from?
I'm calling from the United States of America, and I have a complaint against your lobster man, Homerus Americanus.
Yes?
Are you the manager or the owner?
Yes, manager.
You're the manager? Huh?
Yes.
Listen,
yes.
I called over there, and these people got fresh on the phone with me. They stole my wallet, and they made damage to my car machine.
Who stole your wallet?
The person that works there stole my wallet.
Who?
The guy with the shoes and the hair.
The guy with?
Shoes and hair.
They stole your wallet?
Yeah, they stole my wallet and he works there. I want the money back right now. I want you to give me $300 right now.
When?
Listen, don't make me go down there in a Suzuki fucking samurai fucking ninja bike and fucking do some damage to you, understand? I will hurt you. I will bring you down. I'll bring down a reign of terror on your house and your neighborhood. I will make you wish you were never born, you son of a bitch. Where's my $300?
No, you are calling from when? I don't understand what your situation now.
I'm calling from Chicago in the United States of America.
We are in Malaysia right now.
I know. I want you to give me 300 United States dollars.
For?
For you to buy my snake oil.
So you are in Malaysia or what?
I'm in America, stupid. I'm in Chicago.
You are in Chicago and you say we in Malaysia stole your wallet?
Well, no, I made that up so you give me money, but now I'm going to force it out of you. You give me $300.
Why don't you give me your money?
No, I'm calling you to get the money out of you.
No, you are in Malaysia or what?
No, I'm in America.
You are in Malaysia or what?
United States.
You are in America and you say that we stole your wallet.
Yes, I want money from you.
Why?
Because I just want your money because I'm a rude person. I'm American. I call people and I tell them to give me money.
And you report to the police.
No.
No, you report to the police. No.
You don't want me to get the police involved in this because there'll be trouble for you.
Then?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand your situation. You are in Chicago and you say want me to give you $300.
Yes.
For?
Because I lost my wallet.
When?
Today.
Huh?
Today, stupid. Listen, are you woman or man?
No, hello.
Are you woman or
today
man?
Today in where? At where?
In Chicago.
In Chicago you lost your wallet and you claim me in Malaysia?
Well, I'm going to sue you if I want the money right now.
You sue me in Malaysia.
It was a Malaysian. Yeah, they hung up.
I can't believe she stayed on that long. She was getting cocky, boy.
That was funny.
You're calling me like that, huh?
The cost of this call is 4 cents per minute.
Whoa.
What are you calling $4 at?
$4 a minute? 4 cents a minute.
Hello.
Listen, if you don't stop it, and if you don't get serious with me, you're going to be in a big trouble with me and the United States of America. There could be a big problem.
You go and report at United States.
No, listen.
You lost your wallet in Chicago, but you're claiming in Malaysia.
No, because it's a Malaysian man who stole my wallet.
Who is the Malaysian man?
His name is, I don't know, he's got some stupid Malaysian name. And he stole my wallet, so...
Chiro. I don't know who is Chiro.
I know, but...
And
this,
how you get my number?
I looked it
how
up.
How do you get my number?
The embassy gave it to me.
The embassy gave it to you then?
Yes.
You tell the embassy I don't get involved in this.
Oh, no, you're already involved. You sent me this money.
No. What?
We're going to bring you to the...
I stole your wallet.
I'm going to sue you.
I stole your wallet.
No, a Malaysian man stole my wallet, so now you pay.
So if every Malaysian man do anything in U.S., do it involve me?
Well, yeah, you're down here on the list that you're the person that you get sued.
Hey, I'm not a prime minister of Malaysia or what. I'm just a manager of a restaurant. Well, so, you claim me for what?
For
you come to Malaysia and claim me if you can. You
no,
come and sue me.
No, 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 no.
No, please, please, you come and sue me. I'll wait for you, okay?
I'm a senator. You understand? You know what a senator is?
And
I'm going to sue you. I have power. I have power. I can make things happen.
Okay,
people
you
disappear.
Come, you come. I'll wait for you, please.
Where's my $300?
You have the... Pardon?
You send
me
my...
Dividend, you have the... Anything, you can come. I'll welcome you.
I'm going to go down... Do you have a toilet there?
You...
Listen, do you have a toilet there? Do you have toilets in Malaysia?
You're talking nonsense.
No, no. Do you use a toilet or do you go in outside?
Are you talking to the right person?
Do you make a toilet outside or inside the house?
Are you talking to a right person?
Yeah, I'm talking to the asshole manager of the restaurant.
And?
Well, I'm saying if you,
I don't understand why that's it.
Answer me the question. Do
why
you
is it related to me?
Do you have a toilet?
Why is it related to me?
Because I need to know.
Why
if you,
is it related to me? Answer my question.
It's part of the case.
Part of the case.
The case against you.
Why me? Why me? Why me, please?
You have to answer about the toilet first.
You just tell me why me.
No, you tell me first about if you have a toilet or not, and then I'll tell you the truth.
You go and report to the FBI or police or something, or get anyone to...
Listen, listen, I'm going to use your toilet. I'm going to make a... Damn it, I'm going to give her a story about the toilet.
Yay, story about the toilet, everybody. Yay.
Malaysian toilet busters.
When was that one?
That was a while ago. That was 7 minutes long. Sorry, but I started listening to it. I wanted to hear the rest of it.
No, it was pretty good, actually. It's one of them, you know, classics, man. A two-parter.
Yes, it was.
Each one stands alone, man.
You are talking like nonsense.
My wallet got stolen by the Malaysians, so I called Malaysia to complain about it.
I like the name of your bike. I'm going to come over in my Suzuki Samurai Ninja. I want my money.
That's all they do is ride. Everyone rides a bike over there, man.
Suzuki
Southeast
Samurai
Asia.
Ninja.
There's barely any cars
like
in Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
All right. I hope you all got to see that video. Again, I posted in the chat earlier of dancing Indian condoms talking about STDs and the condoms, the use of condoms. There's a blue condom that's ribbed, a yellow one, a pink one, and I think a green one. Anyway, let's continue on with the show. Let's see what else we have to call here. Lonesome sent in a ton of numbers, including that Kebab Express. Let's call that. That's what I had for dinner tonight. It was chicken kebabs.
No.
I made chicken kebabs. I diced chicken and did some...
Body kebab.
What did I do? I did some green pepper, you know, and some onion. Onion petals. That's what the song's all about. It's about having safe sex. With Banchu Maruchu.
Thank you for calling Sofra Kebab.
Yes, hello. This is Kebab Place.
Yeah, Sofra Kebab.
Good. Do you have chicken tandoori?
Chicken tandoori?
Yes.
No, I have chicken kebab or chicken doner. Chicken arana.
You have samosa?
Again?
This isn't Indian food, then?
This is Turkish.
It's Turkish food?
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting crap food. That's...
Okay, hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
No?
Yes, this is Turkish food.
Sorry?
This is Turkish food, not Indian.
No, this is Turkish.
Well, I don't want it because I'm Greek and the Turkish food is disgusting, people. I'm from Greece. Yeah. You heard him bitching back there. He said that.
You Malacca.
You Turkish food is crap.
You Malacca pusti.
Kick his ass.
He's all talking shit in the background.
Kick his Turkish ass.
Yes, listen, do you use condom?
No.
No? Because you fuck your sister.
He likes to raw dog it.
Yeah. When you fuck your sister, you don't use condom?
No.
No? Okay. Okay, Turkish bastard. Malacca. Bye.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, that's his answer. Hey.
Have you ever had Turkish gum? It has no flavor whatsoever.
No, gum, no. Turkish gum, no.
I had a Turkish friend growing up. He used to bring back gum from Turkey.
Yeah?
I had no flavor whatsoever.
It's just gum.
Straight up. You need to put gravy on top of that with the Turkish gum. Oh. Mashed potatoes, dip her down in there.
Turkey gum.
It's savory gum.
Yeah.
The Tabasco on it.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this a Greek restaurant?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I would like to make an order.
Are we closing 9 o'clock?
All right. You got enough time to make some malacca over there, right?
Who?
You have enough time to make some malacca over there for me, right?
Malaccas?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so, man.
You have enough time. You go to the bathroom and make some malacca, you stupid asshole.
Fuck you too, man.
Bitch.
Bastard.
Asshole.
Motherfucker.
Malacca. Pusties.
Cucksucker.
Pusties. You thought it was funny. I told him he had time to go to the bathroom and jerk off, basically. All right.
You met your match.
Yeah. My match was met. I matched my meat. Okay, here we go with the Olive Pit Mediterranean Grill.
The Olive Pit?
Yeah.
Sounds vulgar.
That's the part you can't eat, man. Don't you hate it when you bite an olive and it's not pitted and you didn't know?
Yeah, and you grind your teeth on the pit.
I curse.
Thank you for calling the Olive Pit and Bread. This is Alfonso. I can help you.
I bit into an olive over there and it had a pit in it.
I'm sorry?
I bit into an olive and you left a pit in it.
Yeah, the olives come with a pit in it.
Why don't you warn me before, you asshole? Why not? Why didn't you warn me that the olives have pits in them, son of a bitch? You should warn the customers, says these olives are not pitted.
Well, pitted olives usually come with a hole in them. The non-pitted olives don't.
That's not so true. When you're eating it with a spoon and a fork and a knife, you don't know what you're doing. You should have told me about it. I swallowed the pit and everything. Am I going to die now?
You're not going to die.
Is it going to come out or where is it going to go?
Yes.
How long does it take?
24 to 48 hours.
So 24 to 48 hours, I will see an olive pit in the toilet.
Yes.
Okay, now if not, and it's stuck inside of me, I'm going to go see my doctor, and I expect to be compensated for this.
That's fine.
You're going to pay for the doctor's appointment and all that, and for transportation, hotel room stay, because I'm going to go to the best doctor in Los Angeles, Dr. Martinez.
Okay.
Dr. Martinez. I'm going to go see Dr. Martinez in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And you have to pay for a hotel for me to stay in Los Angeles for 2 days so I can go see him.
Okay.
And for airfare. I'm going to take a train. I'll take the train.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to have to buy some books to read. I'm going to buy a Tom Clancy book. That's like $8. And I'll buy a copy of the newspaper. It's like 50 cents.
Okay.
The hotel. Let me look on the hotel now to see how much the hotel is going to be. What hotel? Okay. What kind of hotel can I get? Can I get a suite, or do I have to get just a room?
I have no idea.
Well, I'm asking you what you guys are going to pay for.
Whatever's accommodating to you. The Olives do have a pit in them. They usually don't have a pit if there's a hole in them.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me. You didn't warn me about that. That's not right. You're supposed to tell me that it had pits in it. All right, I'm going to check in Monday the 22nd, and I'm going to check out Wednesday the 24th, okay? One bedroom and for one adult for two nights. All right, and I'm looking here. It's the Omni Los Angeles at the California Plaza, $229. It's in downtown Los Angeles, okay?
Okay.
All right, so put that down. You're going to pay for that also, you said, right?
Probably not.
You said you're going to pay for the accommodations.
We'll pay for your doctors, but not for the accommodation.
What about transportation? That's not fair.
Can't help you there.
Well, I have to go to the doctor. I have to stay somewhere. Where am I going to sleep? Huh?
That's not our responsibility.
No, put the manager on the phone.
This is the manager.
Is there a man I can talk to?
I'm sorry?
Is there a man I can talk to, not a woman?
Oh, okay.
That was a question, not a statement.
This is the manager.
Yeah, but you're not a man. Can I speak to a real man?
Okay. This is the manager.
Okay, whatever. So you're going to not cover my hotel room after you said you were going to? What about food?
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, I want new olives and no pits in them.
I'm sorry, we don't do that here.
You guys can do it. You have a filleting knife? You can do it.
No, we don't have that here.
Come on. Yeah, you can. You take a knife, the small knife. You cut a slit in the olive, you push out the pit. And you throw the pit in the garbage.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, I'm telling you how to do that. How to do the olives for me. Will you do them for me? I'll drop the lawsuit if you just give me some olives.
I can't do that for you.
Do your olives come in a can? All right, I'm done with them. This is stupid.
He wasn't going to get finished. He's going to stay completely professional. Man, fucking punk.
Stupid call.
You should have told him what we used to hear when I was little, okay? My grandma, she's a smart, right? She'd say, like, we'd say, well, grandma's going to have my swallow the seed. Because, like, you used to have a lot of watermelon we grew, and, like, the neighbor had cherries and stuff. So, like, every once in a while, you'd swallow a seed. And they'd tell you, oh, well, a watermelon vine or, you know, or you ate the seed, you know, or... They'd say the cherry tree's gonna grow out of your stomach.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, I'm scared. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's scary. Yeah.
It's a joke.
It is scary, yeah. I know. It's a joke, too, because that's not true. But then you're right. Yeah.
You should ask if it's gonna grow out of your stomach. You needed to know that for sure.
I got you, brother. All right, so, there is a convention that started where we're talking about before. There's a ventriloquist convention in Cincinnati.
Oh, my God.
Oh, holy shit. The Children of the Confederacy also have their convention. That's another one we mentioned. They have their convention this weekend also in Jackson, Mississippi. And then we also have the Old Lesbians Organizing for Change Conference in St. Louis, Missouri. That's this weekend also from the 18th to the 20th. Hey guys, pay attention to that. Anyone doing shows this weekend? Nunu's got information on three different conventions that are going on. Four, I guess. Cool, man. Let's call the ventriloquist convention here. Here's Mark, who is the director of the convention. Oh, I wanted to mention, hey, back in 2004, 2003 and 2004, I watched this show called The Joe Schmo Show on Spike TV, and they brought it back for a third season earlier this year, and I've watched them online, and it's great. Basically, the premise has always been that you take one guy, you have a reality show, but everyone is an actor playing a bit part except for one guy who is basically the mark. He's made to believe that everything around him is real when it's not. And they do a bunch of crazy shit to torment him. He's thinking that he's in a reality show to become the next great bounty hunter. But they're all messing with him really, really hardcore. It's really funny. And you can go to Spike.com. You can go to the Spike TV website and watch the Joe Schmo Show. All the episodes are there. It's also on Torrent, I think. But you can stream it online if you want. I got two episodes left, but it's great. I just recommend it for everybody. There's a lot of funny moments in this season of that show, so it's pretty good. I'm glad they brought it back, too. It was gone. It was off the air for, like, fucking 9 years, man. It's crazy. All right. Moving right along. There's another Greek restaurant called the Lucky Greek. After that, we have Zuzu Chicken. I have no idea what Zuzu Chicken is. Zuzu Chicken, guys.
So that actually was really a Greek, was actually a Turkish restaurant then, huh?
Yeah.
We cross-connect them too sometime with somebody.
Malacca.
Zuzu Chicken.
Thank you for calling Lucky Greek. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I'd like to make an order.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, one Malacca.
One what, I'm sorry?
Malacca.
We don't serve that.
Do you have any Greeks there?
No, sir.
You don't have any Greeks at work there?
We only have gyros or Greek salads, but anything else, no, sir.
No, do you have any Greek people at work there?
No.
You're all American?
Yeah.
Why?
Do you need help, or are you going to order something, sir? Oh,
yeah, but I wanted to be authentic Greek, but there's just...
No, it's just a fast food restaurant. The only thing that we sell Greek, it's the Greek salad or the gyro salad, the gyro sandwich. Anything else, it's just hamburgers, sandwiches, or salads.
Oh, are they Mexicans that are cooking, or black people, or what are they?
Does it matter, sir?
Yeah, because Mexicans do an okay job. Black people cook really good, you know? And white people are just bland. They don't cook that good. So what? Who is? Do you have Mexican or blacks?
Oh, they're Mexican, sir.
They're okay. You know, they're okay.
Do you want? Let you pass these off to the manager, okay?
Okay, honey.
Oh, 1 second.
Thank you.
Okay, honey, baby.
They're okay.
Hey, man, it's like the Olive Garden. Try and find one Italian there.
Yeah, right. Try to find a Mexican at Taco Bell. They're all working at KFC.
Oh, you never see an olive either.
They hung up. You never see an olive either, yeah? Yeah, you do.
And I'm looking for the garden still.
They got salad, milkman. It's all you can eat salad. Don't you love that motherfucker, Ted? You go, you got all you can eat salad.
Yeah, but it's all iceberg lettuce. It's got
no nutrients. Nutritional value. Yeah,
no veggies are in it. Right, he's exactly right. There's no veggies, but...
They'll put
pepper on it and cheese.
Then you get
salt-ass cheese.
You get the Italian wedding soup then, and the breadsticks, motherfucker.
Eat the hell out of them pepperoncinis usually there. I usually get about like a mouthful of them.
Yeah, man. They squirt in your mouth, you know? Yeah.
Bad one is when they squirt in your eye.
Oh, man. Yeah, especially when you just had surgery on your eye like me. Woo.
Oh, shit. Oh, bummer, dude.
I didn't do that, but that would be bad. Anyway, I was talking about a Zuzu Kitchen, or Zuzu Chicken, rather. Here it is, Zuzu Chicken, guys. Let's find out what they do there. I think it's Turkish. That'd be my guess. Zuzu. Zuzu, boo, Zuzu.
Now we need to play that song here, Ted. Get that girl jazzing again.
Expand.
Zuzu.
Zuzu. No Zuzu, Zup. Guys.
Zuhalala.
All right.
No answer.
Pita Pit, I don't know. That's like a chain restaurant. Doesn't do it for me. Curry House Little Tokyo, a Japanese Indian fusion restaurant. A Japanese woman answered there. This is in L.A.
Japanese Indian fusion? Yeah. Wow.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Sounds what yummy. The hell would that look like?
On Astronaut E.S. Onizuka Street. Onizuka was in the Challenger breakup. Not explosion. He died on the Challenger tragedy.
Oh, no.
Onizuka. Onizuka-san.
Thank you for calling the Korean House of Tokyo. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. So you have Indian food and the Japanese food together?
Actually, it's just Japanese curry. It's not Indian curry.
There's a Japanese curry?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And do you have lots of round eyes that work there or short eyes?
I'm sorry, we're actually closed right now.
No, but you answered the phone, so you must be open, right? Remember that you answered the phone? Remember that part?
I'm a little busy right now. Do you mind talking to my manager?
Oh, okay, honey.
I thought that's what she's gonna say, curry. I was gonna say it when we got on that call. The Japanese make a really good curry too. They got their own style.
Wonder how long this will take.
She sounds pretty good.
Talk to the manager, please. What's Japanese curry?
I don't know. It sounds like crap. It sounds like it's fishy.
Oh, it's fucking good, man. Shut up, man. You ain't never tried it yet.
Is it fishy?
I make it.
It's fishy, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, it is.
Milkman makes a Japanese curry? Wow.
Hell yes. It's very good, man. You never had it before. Don't knock it till you try it.
He jerks off.
I got potato, carrot, onion, sometimes celery.
I'm looking at a picture of it. Japanese curry rice.
Right, it's mixture. The mixture proportions are different for Japanese curry. That's all I was saying. That's why
Japanese
I like that flavor.
Japanese curry is thicker and sweeter than
Indian. Yeah, Japanese curry. You guys have Japanese curry there?
I guess we heard a Japanese curry, but we close at 9 o'clock already.
Oh, then you are disgrace. You disgrace my family.
I'm so sorry.
You disgrace my family.
I'm so sorry about that. We close at 9 today.
Yes, and you're disgracing my family. Closing at 9.
It's me, San Shi Go Roko.
Yes. How do you make the curry? Tell me. Did you go, honey? All right. I told her she disgraced my family.
All right, honey, baby.
That's a big insult over there to say that you.
She said sorry.
Yeah, that's a big insult. If you tell them that your family's disgraced, they will be insulted. I am good natured and provide satisfaction. This PSA is crazy. You gotta watch it. Ted, get on it, man. Get on it. Here, I'll post it in here. Big Evil Neo wants to join us.
Yay.
We'll see if she shows up or.
Yay, Neo.
What does she do? What is she into now? Is she into vampire novels? Do you know?
No. I don't
she
know.
Was in school.
She likes to smoke weed.
No.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
She'll tell
help
you all
us.
About it.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. She's going down that road.
That stuff will put a hair on your palms.
Like white snake.
That's bad. Neo, no, Neo. Call so we can do an intervention. Join us. All right, we got...
destroyed her life.
We got a 6x6 foot dog lock.
You know, call
panel.
In so you can defend yourself against these horrific allegations I'm making.
Yeah, despite the fact that two of the three people on here right now are really high, I think she's okay.
Who the fuck said that shit, yeah. Narcs?
India's Tandoori. Here we go. India's Tandoori. It's owned by India. An Indian guy answered there. That's good. That's a good sign. And this is in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but seriously, though, Japanese curry is really good, man. I'll tell you, I fix it good.
Good, man. Good. You put carrots in it. That's stupid.
No, no, no. You got, like I said, you got to try it first. Sometimes I even use other big fruits, too.
I'm going to go to the Hibachi Grill tomorrow, man. That's what I'm going to do.
It's not real, real strong. Like and it's
hey, you ever been to a Japanese steakhouse?
Red?
You?
Hold on.
Go ahead. You ever?
Hey. Hey, Halala.
Hello?
Who are you? How are you, my friend?
Hello.
I am calling from India. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good, good. What is happening this evening, my friend?
Nothing happening. You tell me.
I want to meet up with you and have curry and tea.
What would you like?
I would like to meet up with you and have much curry and teas.
Yeah, come over.
Come. Can I come front of you?
Yeah, come.
How about your family?
I'm alone.
That's very good. Yes. What are you wearing?
What do you wear at work?
What are you wearing?
No, I'm saying, what do you wear at work?
I don't know what you're saying.
When you work, what do you wear?
What do I wear G-string and bra. I'm
really?
Exotic. I'm exotic dancer.
Cool.
Can I come dance your restaurant, please?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can come now.
Okay, I'm coming.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Good.
I will get on my horse and I will come immediately.
All right, I'm waiting for you.
Yes, be ready Bye. For me. To
I'm ready.
Indian spicy. Self.
I'm very spicy.
That's very good.
Okay, come.
Okay, I come.
Right.
What the fuck?
He was pretty willing there.
Yeah, man.
Good grief.
Good. Congratulations, Ted.
I know, I got a hookup.
You got a hookup, man. Not bad.
Hey.
You still got it, Ted. You still got it. All right.
You still got it.
We have to add Neo to this call.
You know, I haven't gotten a request yet from her, but I did pass
a 420 hit.
I passed it on to Nunu. Or you could send her the contact also, Ted. You know, you've got mine. You can send it to her if she's on Skype. I don't know.
Evil Neo.
Yeah. Okay. Let's continue. Lyle Merch, whatever that means, is in Studio City. That's where the movie stars are. Woo! Or the TV stars, I guess. The small screen, motherfucker. Here we go. I think that's right. I don't know. What's in Studio City, Milkman? Do you know? You know everything, expert.
Oh, Studio City. It's like
Paramount and stuff like that?
It used to be where a lot of the filming shit used to be. I don't think it's like as big as it used to be. It's kind of more of like an urban area.
Yeah, everyone films in Toronto now, dude, because of the tax breaks. Toronto's where it's at.
You tried to add Neo. It didn't work.
She's a deviant.
Hello, Mr. Ashwin. How can I help you?
Studio City.
Hello?
Yes, I see this is a place called Lyle Merch.
Yes, sir.
And this is Indian food?
Yeah, Indian food.
Oh, good. All right. And do you have sister?
Sorry?
Do you have sister you can send to the studio?
No.
No? Okay.
We don't do the delivery, sir.
No? I have to come pick up?
And take out.
Can I pick up your sister to come? Hello?
No.
No? Do you have sister?
Can you hold on 1 second, sir?
Okay, for 1 second. Yeah.
I'll find out.
Okay.
I win!
Neo!
Hello.
We're in the middle of a dirty Indian call. Stand by.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you? How can I help you?
Oh, good. I was calling to see. Are you Indian?
Yes, we are.
All right. And do you have sister that we can pick up?
You want a sister pick up?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think she will like him.
Oh, you don't have Banshu? You don't...
No, if you don't like him, my friend.
Why?
You're not a tribe. Sorry.
Your sister's ugly? No. Oh.
Rejected.
I tried. What have you been up to, Neo? I understand you smoke drugs now.
Yes, apparently I'm doing meth, heroin, weed, cocaine.
All that stuff.
Coke.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm such a bad person. Yeah. Bad
Smoke
person.
Weed every day.
That's Neo now. Did you ever finish school, Neo? Did you finish that up? Is it on the back burner?
You didn't hear?
The last we knew about you is that you moved to Tennessee and you were going to go to school, and then we never heard from you for like years.
There's a lot more drama since then. I hadn't even tried to catch him up. Go ahead.
Well, what happened was I ended up being a hooker, and I'm living in someone's basement.
What?
And they're letting me use their computer right now.
You ended up being a hooker?
Yes.
Are you staying in business so you won't lose your teeth so you can pay a dental bill?
Yes. I actually have really good teeth for a meth addict.
That's what I was saying, man. That's why you got to work for, man.
No, I'm actually still in school and everything, and I'm about to finish my associates after 5 years, and...
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. Just...
Don't feel bad. I took 8 years to get my associates, so it's all right, dude. You're all right. No worries. Got tons of student loans, though. Got to love them student loans.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you got them, too? Oh, you fell into that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to.
Yeah, because, I know, right? What are you going to do? But then you're fucked afterwards, but fuck. You got to eat, man. You got to get, you want a new nice LCD TV, you get a student loan. That's an awesome time when that check comes
in.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, let's continue with some prank calls. You can join if you want or just hang out, Neo, whatever you want to do. It's good to hear from you.
Buddy. It was nice hearing from you, too, and I'll probably do a prank call or two while I'm here.
All right, buddy. Here we go. Here's the Bombay.
Right on.
Let me see if I got any newer numbers. No, that's it so far. So Lonesome has sent in the Bombay Palace, another Indian restaurant. Ted, you want to do another one? Because I'm...
Hey, hala, hala, hala. Yeah, let me talk to the Indian man.
Put a different spin on this. Thanks.
Different spin?
Other than me, because it's always me talking to Indians. At least if you're doing it, something different.
Hello.
Bombay Palace.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Who's this?
I'm friend with the cook. I want to speak with him.
Who are you and which cook do you want to talk to?
My name is Raj.
And who do you want to talk to?
I want to cook the cook, please.
We have enough cooks. Thank you very much.
No, I don't know. I'm not looking for a job. I'm looking to talk to the cook because I had a wonderful meal and I want to learn the secrets.
Sorry.
What is problem with you?
We don't give out our secrets.
What? I don't understand. What is problem? Why are you so stingy?
That is the reason people come here to eat. Thank you. Good night.
Yeah, but you're stingy. You don't tell.
Ask the secrets of Indian restaurants, like, where do you get your this? Where do you get your that? How are you successful? Tell me. I want to open a place here. All right. Beautiful. Bravo.
Fail.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Okay.
No, that was a very nice idea, too. I liked it.
She was a bitch.
She was kind of.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I agree with Neo. She was a bitch.
She didn't want to talk at all, man. She wanted to come play. All
right. Here's Nirvana. Nirvana, guys.
Da, 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 da.
Isn't that a state?
The state of Nirvana.
Nirvana?
Oh.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Nirvana.
Yes.
So you guys are the highest state?
Sure.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I have a few questions about Papa Doms. Do you have them?
Yeah.
How do you make?
What's that?
How do you make the papadom?
You just serve them.
Yeah, but how
you
do you...
don't give a recipe.
Well, how do you tell... I'll tell you how to... Tell me how you make it. I want to make some at home.
Okay.
Tell me.
Go to YouTube.
It said to call you.
Go look at it at YouTube. Thanks.
Can you send your sister to do it over here to take her clothes off and make papadoms for me in my kitchen? Hey. Hey. We got some music.
Hey, la, la, la.
All right, let's keep that on in the background.
Some Muslim talk doing a prank call.
Asshole.
Let's entertain him.
Did you call me a Muslim?
Yes, you got sucker.
I am not Pakistani. I don't know what you're talking about.
Did he ban you?
Tor mare sud ban chut.
We got to reel him right back in. Awesome. Okay. All right, guys. That was fun. Here's another one. The New Delhi Palace. That would be Bengali, right? Is New Delhi more Bengali kind of stuff, right?
I don't know.
I think so. What do I know?
What is the town?
New Delhi.
Is it New Delhi?
New Delhi.
Yeah, that's Delhi. Closer.
Where's Old Delhi? Oh,
it's up in that neighborhood, man.
Where's the original Delhi?
They tore it down.
Good evening, New Delhi.
Yeah, I had a question. Where's the original Delhi at?
Yeah, maybe in India.
Mm-hmm. And do they have a Reuben sandwich there?
They probably do.
And coleslaw?
Yeah.
So this is a new version of that deli in India.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, wow. So you got Indian deli meats?
Yes. Chicken, lamb, shrimp, fish.
Beef?
Whatever you need. Yeah.
Beef?
No beef.
Why no beef?
No beef.
Is it because Indians love cows?
That's it.
They have nice big asses on them?
That's it.
Are you Indian or you sound funny?
No.
Where are you from?
I'm Pakistani.
Oh, that's too bad. You're Pakistani? Yeah. You work in an Indian restaurant? Yeah. You're a bastard then, you know?
Yeah, you're like your mom. You know, she has a big ass, too.
Oh. Wow. He got me there.
I like that comeback of his.
I thought Pakistanis hated Indians and vice versa. Come on.
They do.
I just saw a documentary about this.
Muslim. Oh, motherfucker.
Hey, listen, get out of Indian restaurant, Pakistani. Oh.
Boys.
Hey, motherfucker.
Hey, God. Pakistani.
God, he sounds like he plays Magic the Gathering or something.
Did he say his name was Gush?
Shit. Yeah, I thought it was like some old World War II vet or something. All right, Milkman.
I'm chewing tobacco here because I got a spit. All right,
here comes Baz, Milkman. I'm going to connect Baz, okay? Big baby Baz. Big baby
hey,
Baz.
What's up?
Hey, Baz.
Wow, Seattle Seahawks.
Peck, peck.
Hell yeah. Peck, peck. Ding, ding.
Hello, ding, ding. Put, put, ding.
Ah, yeah.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
You speak Tagalog.
That girl, she didn't know
what
it meant. She didn't know what it meant, that one girl.
You know, there's about 50,000 dialects in the Philippines, so maybe she doesn't speak Tagalog.
Maybe. Give me a second. I'm organizing something here. Just a moment, please. We don't have fun STD PSAs in the United States like this one. Love it, man. What a great country to live in, that must be. You gotta do stuff like that. Okay, I'm continuing on here with a company called BHIMAS, Behemoth. Bimas? I have no idea. Milkman, what's that one that you're always talking about? Those, they're not Indians, but they're near India. Nepal, Nepalese. Do they have a lot in common with Indians? Because their food seems to be very similar.
I'd say probably. They're right down the border, on the mountain border between India and China. So they're at a critical place. They're at, like, you know, they've got the tallest mountain, you know, and they're in a very, you know, important place. So obviously the bigger powers would like to be in control of that area, and that's what's been going on for all probably last couple decades. It's like an internal guerrilla civil war. The Chinese are just slaughtering them and basically paying their own people to do it. It's a mess.
Damn Chinese.
Yes. Call the Chinese and a Nepalese restaurant and put them together.
Hello?
Hello, good evening. Yes, sir.
Yes, this is Behemo.
Sorry?
This is Behemo. Bohomo. Bebong? What is it? What are you called, this place?
Sorry?
Is this Behemo?
Behemoth, yes, sir.
Behemo.
Yeah.
Okay, and is it Malaysian food, or what is it you have?
We're closer. We are South Indian, but we're close.
Yeah, but
what
kind of food you have, you little monkey?
South Indian, sir. South Indian food, sir.
South Indian?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
All right, sir. See you next time, sir.
What?
Thank you.
Hello?
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Yes, sir.
Yes.
Like, we're closer.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, Kutarovicha.
Someone else called, and I connected them, but they didn't want to talk. We were getting a call back from someone who was upset. Probably an Indian, you know, who was upset that we prank called him.
All right. Well, maybe he wanted to talk more.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping.
Peru's his sister's been disrespected.
Yeah, Peru's Indian vegetarian restaurant. Here we go. I got nothing but Indian stuff tonight.
Whatever. Yay.
Cool. All these fucking Punjabis.
Yep. Oh, we got some British, old British people where there's a heat wave right now. You can warn them about the heat. Yes, hi. Indian vegetables?
Yes, sir.
What vegetables do you have from India?
You have a cauliflower potato, chickpeas, eggplant.
Oh, but those come from the United States.
Yeah.
Do you have any special Indian vegetables?
Not really.
No? I was reading that book, you know, the Kama Sutra, it's Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part in it where you use vegetables on the woman.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
No.
Do you know which one that would be? Was it the cucumber?
I don't know. That's Indian vegetable?
I don't know. Yeah. Do you like carrots?
No.
Do you like hot buttered carrots?
Yeah, carrots. I try to make it nice. It's vegetable. Carrots from Europe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Very nice.
Very nice.
Okay. But no meat at all?
No meat at all.
No? Wow, very nice, man. Yeah. Are you eating mushrooms or something?
No.
Do you have mushrooms?
No.
You sure? You sound like you do, man. You sound like
no,
you do.
No, man. Nothing is here, man. I'm tired of it.
You feeling good?
What do you want?
Are you feeling good?
Get me something.
You feeling good?
Yeah. Get me here.
Yeah?
Okay.
All right. Bye.
I'm going to call the police tomorrow.
What are you talking about, you monkey?
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah,
motherfucker.
Don't threaten me.
All you can do is fucking waste your time calling.
Yeah.
And tomorrow I'm going to report this to the police.
Okay, well.
You fucking keep it up.
Get out of India.
Fucking loser.
Pakistani bastard.
Fucking loser.
Piece of shit.
Muslim.
Look who's talking.
You stupid Muslim, disgusting bastard.
Oh, you fucking.
Okay, yeah. How old are you?
I rebuke you.
That guy's upset. That Pakistani guy.
Where did he call you from?
I
don't see him.
He's calling Google Voice, which I'm picking up on Google Talk, the app, separately. So he's piped in. You can't see him. And he's not live in Skype, but he's piped in. So you can hear and talk to him also. So
he can hear us?
He can hear you guys too, yeah. Yeah, the way I got it set up. So anyway, let's continue here.
Hey, can I order some Bonshoot?
You want some Bonshoot? Okay, and then we'll start calling the British numbers here after that. Okay. Let's see. Must find Bonshoot. July 18th is today's date. All right, Bombay Restaurant Cuisine of India. Well, that's in Ontario. Maybe they're closed. Hang on, let me look at something more on the West Coast here. Ashoka, the Great Cuisine of India. Let's try this one, see if they're still open.
That sounds good.
It's 9:40 here now, man. It's getting late.
Yeah. Sometimes they still answer, though.
I already want to empty out what they got. Throw it away.
Some pack. Pag. Pag. Get some pag. All right.
You have reached.
I've reached shit. Clay oven Indian instead. I'll burn through these. We'll get one more to pick up here. I got a whole bunch of them that we haven't done yet. There she lie. Not that many more.
Good evening, Clay Evan.
Clay Evan, Indian food, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
Sure. What can we get for you tonight?
Yeah, I'd like one order of chicken tikka masala.
Definitely.
One order of papadums.
Mm-hmm.
And one order of lamb banchod.
Lamb, I'm sorry?
Banchod.
Banchod.
Are you Indian?
I'm sorry?
Are you Indian?
Yes, I am.
Yes. So you don't speak Hindi?
I do, but a lot of different regions have a lot of different dishes.
Okay. Well, can I order one? How about an order of gandu?
I'm sorry?
One order of curry gandu?
I'm sorry, one more time.
One order of gandu. Hey, look, can I just fuck your sister?
Sure. Let me just get the number. That's
right.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll have that ready for you in like 15 minutes.
All right. Thank you.
Did you want her already stripped, or did you want that, like, just you want to go for it yourself?
Yeah, I'll do it myself.
Okay, cool. So there's no extra charge for that.
Yep. Okay.
Thanks.
Sounds good.
That was nice of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very convenient. No extra charge for that. Yes, hi. I called one place and they offered me a sister at no extra charge, naked at no extra charge. Do you guys charge for that?
What is that?
For your sister, they said that they offer her at no extra charge, already naked, already stripped. So I'm calling to see if you'll match that offer.
What is that? I don't understand.
Well, you know, the sister, you have a girl and... I can order her from you? I can be with the sister?
It's an Indian restaurant, sir.
Yeah, and you have Indian sister. Maybe you. Is there extra charge for you to take your clothes off? Because I called one Indian restaurant, they said no extra charge.
I don't know.
You don't know? All right, what? Take your clothes off and see if anything comes up on the register. Go ahead.
Ravishing the Cuisine, how can I help you?
Yes, hi. I called one Indian restaurant already, and they said there was no extra charge to have the sister take her clothes off for me, you know? So I was wondering if you would match that offer, and I could come here instead.
I'm sorry, say that again?
They said that there was no extra charge for me to come pick up my food, and the sister would take her clothes off for me. They said that there was no extra charge for that. So I'm calling to see if you would match that offer for me.
No.
No?
No.
So how much do you charge for sister?
For sister?
Yeah.
I'm not understanding what you're saying.
For your sister, how much for me to, when I come pick up my food, how much will you charge for sister to take off her clothes for me to see? Naked sister.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I called one Indian restaurant and they said no problem and no charge for her to strip. So
we're not that kind of restaurant.
Oh, so I'm just, because that's the Indian thing, I thought, because he said that's what he said, that all Indian restaurants usually do that.
No, that's like Middle Eastern, probably, not us.
Okay, so you don't do that service at all? There's not even for extra charge?
We don't do that at all.
Who was that woman that was on? Was that your mom, or who was
it? No, she was the old lady here.
Oh, can you ask her how much for her, maybe?
We don't do that here.
Ask her. Let me talk to her again. It's important.
Yeah, she already left. We're closed right now.
Oh, because I can hear her still there. It sounds like she didn't leave.
No, we're closed. Sorry. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye. All right. That was funny. He was like, well, where
was he? That was fucking hilarious, dude.
It's a Middle Eastern thing, though, I guess. Here we go with the next one. Well, we're calling the UK now. What I do with these UK ones, I copy and paste all these numbers so you guys can see them in the Skype chat. And then I go starting with the first one and work my way down. So there you go. All right. I'm going to start with James Bentley, number one on the list. These numbers are all in England.
Hello?
Hello, is James available? What? Come on. Help me out, lady.
I don't think they particularly cared for your accent.
Hello? Hello? I am British. I am not American. Is James there? Fuck them.
Hello?
Hello. This is Mr. Featherbottom. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Is that James?
It is.
James, you know there's a heat wave outside right now, a tropical heat wave. We're having one.
Well, Mr. Featherbottom from Australia.
Well, yes, I'm calling from the government. We're supposed to call all the pensioners and give them information about the heat wave because you could fall down outside, your pants could fall down, and you could trap outside in the heat wave and you'd dry like a turtle that falls.
Yeah,
on its
my
back.
Wife's looking after me.
Yeah, she is? Is she old? She's old too, though. She could become exhausted.
She's old too, yes.
Yeah.
You're staying in, yeah.
Now, you drink your water, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have any salt tablets? You should have those.
No.
You don't have any salt tablets at all?
No.
Now if you go outside, it's good for you to go like just in your underwear if you have to go outside. Just take your shirt off and your pants and your shoes.
Yeah.
And just walk outside in your underwear, you know?
Yeah, and get along too.
Yeah, and that way you won't get too hot and you can do your do you do any gardening? You can get in your underwear and do some gardening and spray the garden hose on your wife. You can spray it on each other and you embrace each other and kiss.
Where did you get my number from? 10 to 6 in the morning.
The government gave it to me.
Oh, I love it.
Because you're a pensioner, it says here.
Oh, I see.
And you're in danger of being affected by the heat wave because you're old and you're stupid and slow.
I'm old and stupid and slow.
Yeah. I'm going to put my manager on the line. Who will that be? I don't know. Manager, go ahead.
So what do I have to do now?
I was going to put my manager on the line. I'm going to put Mr. Snoswell on the line. He's my manager. Mr. Snoswell, please help.
Yes, this is Mr. Snoswell.
Yeah?
How are you doing today, old sir?
I'm okay.
Yeah, you know that there's a serious heat wave, and we're concerned about your welfare.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're with the Royal Service.
Royal Service, yes.
The Royal Service, that's correct.
Yeah.
So you need to make sure you stay cool. You know, you lose a lot of heat through the head and through the genitalia, so you can remove your pants. and expose your sexual organs to a cool breeze and a fan that will help you stay cool. Have you tried that, my good sir?
Not yet.
Not yet? You should try that. What you do is you remove your pants and your underwear. Then you can relax in a recliner and set a fan about crotch level. Put it on full blast. Recline back. Make sure your legs are spread open. And that will remove about 80% of the excess heat.
Yeah.
You should definitely try that.
Okay. How come they wrong you, that you have wronged me?
Who, pardon? Can you say again? I can't understand your accent.
No, I'll tell my neighbor that you've rung me because he's old as well.
Okay, yeah, and recommend that you, maybe he can come over and fan his balls with you.
Yeah.
You know, you could do it together. Then you could have a nice chat. You can have some tea and some crumpets.
Yeah, ring me at about 10 o'clock instead of half past 6.
Iced tea.
Yeah, iced tea is good too. Iced tea. Not hot tea, iced tea. But make sure you have some crumpets as well. That's a directive from the Royal Service.
Do you need the recipe for ice?
Yes, my associate Cross here can give you the recipe for ice. Stand by, please. Cross, could you give the good sir the recipe for ice?
You take some water and you mix it with salt. Cold water, salt.
And you're going out for the long bomb, folks.
Yeah, and put it in the freezer.
Yeah, do you need that to be repeated?
Yeah, can you send me some salt tablets then?
Okay, we'll put it down for some government-issued salt tablets.
Okay.
Milkman will be delivering them this morning.
Good morning.
In the meantime, you can do a salt water enema and just keep holding it in.
Okay, good morning.
Okay, good morning. Bye.
Good morning.
Salt water enema, Milkman. It does.
Ouch.
That'll cure what ails you. Yeah.
That sounds pretty crappy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nunu asked, imploring us, Nunu is, to call the conventions. Let's try this car ding call again. An African-American woman who had a note left in her car, which said that we had dinged her car in accident. Let's see if she picks up this time. She did not pick up at the beginning of the show.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Nothing there. All right, moving right along. Let's see what else we got here. What are the suggestions we had here? Did you guys have any suggestions? All I have is British numbers still, which I can keep working on, or I can check out Request a Prank.
Yeah, Ken messaged me and said he has some Request a Pranks.
Oh, true, true. I should connect Ken.
He was trying to call in a while ago.
All right, let me get Ken connected also. I almost forgot about that. Yeah, I did see him flashing up, and I wasn't connecting him at the time, but I can do that now. Let me look over a Request a Prank here also. We'll do UK numbers when we wrap up here a little later. Might take a break here in a little bit just to stretch the legs, get some more water, and then we'll continue the show. Maybe do
make sure you
hour.
Fan your balls.
Fan my balls. Yeah, I don't have to work tomorrow, so we can do an extra long episode tonight. Not too long, but, you know, we can do something. A little bit of something. Milkman, I don't know if you're going to stay around or if you got to go to sleep. If you're a busy guy.
Yeah, I got work done, bro.
All right.
I said, I'm sorry, I got to work. I can't stay too long, man.
Okay. All right, we got it. So he sent it a number, Ken did. A guy accusing a woman of stealing money from his hotel room when she was there. Here is her phone number. Ask why she stealing. It came in Craigslist. Really? Someone outed her on Craigslist like that? Damn. So I guess she was an escort. And he hooked up with her in the hotel room, and she ended up stealing a bunch of his money. Stole money and valuable things from the apartment or hotel room, and then we'll make an excuse and run. That's what you get, man. Can't get anything on Craigslist like that. It's either a cop or some woman trying to steal from you. What's up, big girl? How you doing?
Big girl, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. Yeah, I was wondering if you wanted to come hang out at my place this tomorrow afternoon. You got anything going down?
Who is
this? Oh, this is Eddie. My friend sent me your number. He said that you like to come
your
to the
friend.
You come to the hotel and you take all the money and the stuff.
What are you talking about?
You took you took my friend's money. My name is Lysol.
Your name is wait what?
Lysol. I'm Lysol.
You're Lysol?
Yeah, and I'm gonna get my friend's money back.
What are you talking about?
You took my friend's money from the hotel room. You made up an excuse to leave, and you left with his money and his valuables.
Sweetie. I think you're talking about my friend who's using my phone. She doesn't have a phone, but...
So I'm going to come see you then and wait for your friend.
You're going to what?
I'm going to come see you and wait for your friend.
I'm not going to help you hurt my friend. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not going to hurt your friend. I'm just going to get this money back, you know?
Well, I'm not going to help you because I think you are going to hurt her, and I don't know.
I'm not going to hurt nobody, yeah. I'm not going to lose it like I did last time. No.
You're going to what?
I'm not going to lose it like I did that last time, that one time. No, nothing like that. What the fuck? Yeah, my friend. All right. Guy put an ad on Craigslist wanting men to step on his dick and kick him in the balls. Any of you like to kick some balls around? If so, I'd love to hang out with you. You supply the foot and I'll supply two balls. Awesome. That could be soccer too, you know. There we go. Let's call that then. Ken, are you here, bastard?
I am here.
Oh, hi, bastard.
You like to kick balls, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Scott
is not available.
Okay. Scott is not available. Here we got a 21-year-old female selling used panties to help pay for college. Awesome. See, Neo, that's what you should have done instead of student loans. Should have sold your panties. Duh.
All has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
I think that lady's phone is turned off. Shit.
Dude. Hello.
Yes, hi. See, this is about panties for sale.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Wrong number.
What do you mean, wrong number? I think someone's messing with them. Someone posted their number.
Yeah, he seemed to have gotten a few calls before that.
Yeah. Here's an Asian selling her used panties. 5'5", 120 pounds, slender body. Very nice. Very, very nice. Here we go. We're having a heat wave, yeah.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box.
We'll try it again.
Fucking assholes.
I'm sorry.
Damn.
I just had some random message come in from you, Carlito, from like Sunday. It says socks.
Socks. Yeah, socks, man. Yeah. All right. Here's a. Can you send one? Said the ad started out selling used panties, but then the
oh, yeah. So they would maybe even toss in a little sex for extra.
I like anal sex, but it'll extra. It will extra, it says. Okay. It will extra. I'm going to have to go get something to eat after here, after the show. I just woke up.
It will extra.
I'm going to get a little extra food for me. I think I'm going to take a ride to the gas station and get some unhealthy food. Yeah, unhealthy food. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Damn.
What's with these fucking people tonight?
Thai iced gandu, Baz? Very nice. All right, a lot of no people answering the phone, motherfuckers, right now.
I was going to tell you, I was listening to, I think it was two Mondays ago when you went on. I was laughing my ass off when you were calling those FedEx numbers for the jobs. You're like, I want my own tour of the place. And I look at the other guys, I'm like, what's up, nigga?
That was great.
I come with my khakis and my Oakleys. I'm like,
what's up, nigga? What's up, nigga? What are you doing, nigga? Yeah, that's how I act. I don't think I haven't edited the show I did Tuesday. I did a show Tuesday morning where I called that lady back at the what was it? That attorney's office that does collections. I called her back and she was like, Eddie, look, stop calling. I remember you from last week. She's saying like shit like that. Like, how would you? She's like, I've never in all my years have I ever had anyone call for a job and be so nasty like you were last week, she said to me. So if you haven't heard that, I'll try to edit that soon. I could play it now, but I'd have to find it in the file.
That the old guy that was just calling earlier and yelling at you, a lot of people in chat were saying that sounded like Beavis and Butthead's principal. I'm going to call the cops, you little bastards.
It does. Yeah, the principal of Highland High School.
McVicker.
Yeah. All right. Here's a prank call called the Emergency Prayer Circle. Give me a moment. I'll be right back, and we'll do a little bit more show and get out of here. I'm here.
Did he go to the gas station?
No, I didn't go to the gas station. I was eating some hummus and pita chips, and I was thinking about something that was funny, and I was just chilling. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. I got to go back.
It's a healthy snack.
Yeah, man. Nice and fibrous.
Give you the farts, too.
All right, well, let's see what we got here number-wise. We got a smattering of Russian hotels. We can hit those up. Is there anything else I was doing here? Where was I? Where did I leave off?
You had a bunch of UK numbers you said you were going to close the show out with.
Yes, that's right. Thank you. Good thing you're here.
Nunu said he sent some info to you.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right, we have the hotel that they're in, the Marriott, and we have the names of, I guess, some of the attendees. Okay, we can try. We'll see.
Maybe they would want to hire a blackface minstrel for entertainment.
Yeah, Sambo. I know I called them once and said that they had shit in the pool. Like one of them has shit in the pool.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the Hamad Radio call.
Yes, good morning. I'm trying to be connected with Miss...
Okay, connect your call, sir.
Yep. Connect at once. Hey, is that...
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I was calling because I wanted to see about coming down to the convention, but I didn't want to impose none on you.
Do what now?
I want to come down to the convention this weekend. I don't want to impose on you none.
Okay. Who is this?
This is Eddie. Eddie Cross. And I want to come down to the convention, you know? You know who I am? I'm drinking.
I don't.
I'm best friend from high school.
Okay.
And he said to talk to you about coming down and getting a hotel room.
Well, to get a hotel room, you need to call the hotel.
He said you'd take care of getting me a free room for me and... And he's going to come by my room at night, and we're going to take a shower together and kiss and hug and hold each other.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes?
He said that you were in charge of getting me a room so he could come by and we could...
I, I'm not in charge of getting the rooms.
I'm going to kiss him and hold him in the bathroom, in the shower. He's gay. He's a gay. He's a secret gay, and I'm his boyfriend. And I'm going to stay in the hotel, and he's going to come by, and I'm going to share my bed with him for a little while. You know? Don't tell anyone that he loves the company of men, but he does sometimes, okay? Hello?
Okay, if you need a hotel room, you need to call and get that with the hotel.
Okay, well, please don't tell anyone that likes the company of men, okay? Please?
That's not my business.
I've been his lover for a few months now.
Okay, I need to go to bed because it's late and we have a big weekend.
Are you going
to
go to the bathroom?
Am I?
Yeah. Are you going to go in the bathroom too before you go to bed?
I have no idea.
Are you going to sit
down? That's none of your business.
Sit down on a toilet and push it out a little bit? Push out your... Gross. All right, cool. I've just implicated a fellow conventioneer. That the guy is a closet gay.
And if you were like Brent Westwood, you would have told her to shut that fucking kid up.
Yeah. Well, I'm not like that. I'm not Brent Westwood.
She's probably saying to her husband, What the fuck? Did you know gay?
Yes, I need to speak with Mr. my partner.
Okay, my pleasure to connect you. Wonderful night.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, is there? He said he was going to come by my room and we were going to take a shower together. I've been waiting for him. The water's running and everything.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Eddie.
Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie Cross.
Okay, Eddie. He's asleep right now.
Well, he's supposed to come take a shower with me. We were going to take a shower together and hold each other, and I was going to share my bed with him.
Hold on just a second, okay?
Okay. You think they're coming back, guys? I don't know.
I don't know.
Probably not.
She just put the phone down. Well, she said just a minute. I don't get it. Anyway, let's call the UK while we wait. James Clark. If anybody wants to do one, just call it out.
Hello?
Yes, hello, buddy. Is that James?
No, it's not. I can ask who's calling.
Oh, I'm calling from the Royal Service.
Sorry, from where?
The Royal Service. There's a heat wave. We're calling to warn him about the heat wave.
I mean, it's like 20 past 6 in the morning. Is he expecting his call?
Yeah, he is.
All right, well, 1 second.
Okay. Hurry up.
Eddie?
Yeah.
When was the last time you talked to
him? What?
Nope. Hello?
Yes. When was the last time I talked to
him?
Yes. I talked to him on the phone a few days ago, and he said for sure he was going to come by and we were going to take a shower together.
Well, now, where are you?
I'm in the room. I'm in my room.
What room are you in so I can tell him?
I'm in room 215.
215.
But is he up now? Because I had the shower on and everything, and I had laid some towels out, and I was going to light incense and everything.
Well, let me see if he's come in his room yet. Hold on just a second. Let me get to the room.
All right, honey.
Hold on.
Okay.
She came back out of nowhere. No, let's wait on this then. Yeah. Yeah, we'll call James back while we wait, I guess. They had a really bad connection, though.
Hello?
Yes, James. I was trying to talk to James.
What do you want to talk to him about?
I'm calling from the Royal Service.
What for?
Well, because there's a heat wave, and he's expecting this call about the heat wave. Information about being safe in the heat wave, yeah.
Right. Well, who has asked you to phone then? Is it just is it this general thing in England?
We're from the Royal Service. We're calling all the pensioners, yes.
Right. Oh, I see, yeah. Well, he's not very well. He's in bed, so do you want to just give me the information and his wife?
Oh, sure, honey. Yeah, so you want to make sure he doesn't go outside for a long time, okay?
Yeah.
And he doesn't have any sexual activity outside either.
Right.
Okay, and then feel free to take him outside and use a garden hose on him and shower him down.
Yeah. All right. I'll do that pretty often.
Thank you.
See you then. Bye.
Bye. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, did you find out?
You're still looking for...
Yes.
Who are you?
Oh, this is Eddie Cross. Eddie Cross.
Eddie Cross?
Yeah.
You're here in the hotel?
Yeah, and he's going to come by. Tell him that we're going to take a shower together with our clothes off.
Are you a freak or what?
No. She paid for me to come and be his, share my bed with him. I'm under her contract. I'm a male masseuse. She said that Mr. had asked for these service to have a massage and have a shower with a boy, and that's me. I'm a man.
Come here. Come here. Hang on just a second. I'll let you talk to...
Okay, thank you.
Talk to this guy.
Hello? Yeah?
Yes. Hired me, and I have a room that she's paying for, and it's for you to come by, and I'm going to give you a massage, and we're going to take a shower together in the bathroom. I laid some towels out and some potpourri.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Uh-huh. How can I help you?
Yes.
Yes, I'm under contract. I'm supposed to take a shower with Mr. We're going to take a shower together, and I'm going to give him a massage on the bed.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I have warm oils out. I have some powder, body powder also, some relaxing music.
You are absolutely disgusting, and this is an inappropriate conversation and not one that you need to have with a child.
I'm supposed to talk with... He's the president.
And you need to go get a life.
What is she talking about? A child? Damn. Oh, there was,
shit just got real.
They were still there. She didn't hang it up. They were talking. I could have heard. Fuck. I heard them right at the end, right when I hit hang up. I heard them back there. Oh, boy. Big mess down there at the hotel now.
Should be some interesting conversations tomorrow.
Who hired a gay sexual masseuse? All right.
He sounded pretty effeminate.
He did. All right, let's see. He did. I know he did. I'm going to call. Hey, wait. It's the children of the... Wait a minute. This isn't
so
like...
So Seth is 12 and he's the president.
Yeah, I just realized that. I thought it was sons of the... Which is like, you know, just ancestors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have ancestors, but I think that's like their youth branch.
Nunu just fucking set you up.
Oh, man, you're going to get subpoenaed now.
It's their fucking youth branch. Are you fucking nuts? So now I talked to some. He was like 13. No wonder he sounded like that. He sounded like some 13.
Yeah, no wonder they were so hesitant to put you on the phone with him.
13-year-old guy. And I just said that the adult who's in charge of registration for the fucking thing, I just said that she hired a male escort. Okay, let's gravitate away from that then. Yeah, children is something different. Okay, in Russia, it is now illegal to promote being gay. That's what the hotel numbers are for. Okay. We have hotel numbers in Russia where it is now illegal to promote that you're gay. What's up with Russia? What's going on in Russia, man? They've been acting really weird lately, right?
That's Putin.
Well, how about North Korea? That fucking ship that got caught down there in Panama fucking smuggling the missiles and shit?
Yeah, Cuba, you mean?
They said it was Korea that was bringing that shit through.
North Korea was, they were getting it from Cuba. They were getting it from Cuba through the Panama Canal. Hello, this is the Russian hotel.
Я не поняла вас.
Yes, Russian hotel.
Вы куда звоните?
You speak English, you little monkey bitch? Hello?
Алло.
Hello, English? Oh, fuck. They're freaking Russian right on the turnip truck still, man. God. Oh, well.
Yeah, they usually have a good English speaker.
Yeah, not
that. Manning the phone.
Not that place.
Man, they've been really upset since fucking Rocky beat Dolph Lundgren over there.
Nah, they all were on Rocky's side. That movie's so stupid. At the end of the match, everyone's like, for Rocky. Hello, is this Russian hotel?
Huh?
Is this Russian hotel? You speak English, monkey? What the fuck is going on? Whoa. What's with this speak of their own language? Anyway, that fight started off and like the Russians, the Soviets are all standing up praising their national anthem and they're all against Rocky. And by the end of it, they all switched. Well, actually, because Dolph Lundgren, didn't he yell at the crowds like, I do this for me. Yeah. Fuck you guys.
Fuck you, cocksucker.
Fuck you. That's so unbelievable. Why would he do that? Out of nowhere, he's just like, fuck you people. Even though you all worship me, fuck you.
About a half hour, 45 minutes from where I live, it was on the news today that these people at Burger King ordered some food and a kid's meal, and the people went and opened up the kid's meal and shit and found a fucking weed pipe in there.
Wow.
And they were like, what the fuck? And apparently the employee hid it in there while he was at work so nobody would find it, and it accidentally got handed out.
Uh-huh.
So they opened the shit up, and it's like a weed, it's a like rainbow weed pipe. It's got the residue and shit still in there, like he had just smoked and shit while he was at work.
That's funny. Don't hide it in the fucking food bags, you idiot, because someone's going to come. You don't know who's going to be like, oh, food bags. Here we go. And fuck them. Oh, my God. Like, hide it in the freezer or something, dude.
I wouldn't fucking put it on my Facebook. Because, like, I don't remember getting toys like this in my kid's meal when I was younger.
Shit. Hello. You speak English, honey? What?
Вас плохо слышно.
Russian? Russian, right? Hello?
Перезвоните, вас плохо слышно. Еще разочек, перезвоните.
Oh, fuck. Dude, none of these people speak English.
Hey, baby, just a tip. Do you understand that?
Yeah, my yo.
Sexual organs.
Yeah, my yo. That's all I know what to say. Yes? Hello, I am Mikhail.
English speaker.
Rocky IV.
Так, нормально. Ищу, как мне с ним пообщаться.
Как стоит?
Переводчика рядом с вами нет, если уж так.
Спасибо.
She sounds upset. Somewhere in there.
What's the matter? You're pissed off? No, she's pissed off at us. There's someone knocking on a door back there, and she's not doing anything about it. Hey, get the door!
Honey, get the dick out of your ass.
She's got a point.
Damn that woman. Do you speak English?
Нет. No.
Stupid. You know what stupid is? God, they're real cunty now. Look at that. Нет. No. I don't know where Lonson got these Russians, but they sure are mean.
Mm-hmm.
And they sure don't speak English.
Добро пожаловать в Корсен отель Москва. Welcome to Корсен Hotel Moscow. For English, press 1.
Hey, there you go. Finally.
If you'd like to be transferred to the reservation department, please press 1. To the sales department, press 2. To the conference and banqueting department, press 3. To the restaurants and bars, press 4.
Concierge and banqueting department.
Yeah.
Курснатор департамент конференции банкетов. Здравствуйте.
Concierge, please. Hello.
Sorry?
I need an English-speaking concierge.
Good morning. I listen to you.
Oh, good. Listen, now, how do you use toilet paper here, or do I use my hand?
I'm about to hear you. Please, could you repeat again?
Do you use toilet paper in this country, or do I have to use my hand?
You'd like to make a reservation room?
No, listen.
Room?
You know, toilet? Toilet. Toilet! Hello?
Yeah, listen to it. You would like to make a reservation room?
No, you know, toilet? I have a room already. You know a toilet.
You have a ready room. And?
Bathroom. Toilet. You know toilet?
What is your room number?
Oh, fuck. No, I don't know. 123. Listen, toilet.
Just a moment. I'll connect you, please.
Hurry up.
I'll connect you to reception department. Please wait.
Toilet. Toilet.
Bon appetit.
Hello. Hello. Oh, fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck this. Fuck it. Okay, we got a hotel in Russia with a live cam. These people speak English for sure, says Lonesome Loser. It is the Amax Congress Hotel. Excellent. Beautiful. Bravo. Hey, let's make this the last prank of the night. How about that? I'm done.
So we can ask for a room for two men, one bed?
Yeah.
Конгресс отеля Макс, это бронирование 1, здравствуйте.
Hello. 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 Hey, buddy, speak English. Hello. Окей.
Конгресс Телемакс, Центральный Рис, здравствуйте.
Hi, you speak English, honey?
Morning, yes.
Oh, how are you? How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, good. Yes, I want to know, can I share my bed with two other men in one bed?
Repeat, please. 1 minute.
Wake up.
Hello. Sorry.
Hey, boy.
Hello.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
How many? Can I have 3 men in one bed? Naked.
Reservation, one bed, room with one bed, yes?
One bed, 3 gay men.
I'm one of them.
Gay.
Oh, fuck yeah, I'll be there too.
Well.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Three gay men, one bed.
For unprotected sex.
Yeah, no condoms.
You want a reservation room, yes?
Oh, do you have condoms?
No, don't. No, we don't want condoms.
We're going to use them on our roof.
I need a trash bag.
Okay, she's gone, and I'm gone. Bye, Ken. See you later, mister.
See ya.
Bye. See ya, Baz. You're out of here.
See ya.
Bye. Bye, Neo. It's good talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ted. Bye, Ted. Ted Webb. No answer from Ted. Bye, Ted. We say goodbye to Ted. Milkman, bye. Bye, Milkman. Bye. All right. Bye, Milkman. Well, there you are. Well, take us out of here, Milkman, because I'm done.
Are you done?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go, folks. Another action-packed episode right here in Madhouse. That's right. Your favorite place to be every Thursday night now. Back home, folks. I'd like to thank everybody for stopping in, especially our numbers hit, man. We do that, our numbers hit, man. All hands held high, my brother. And like to thank Mr. Ted Webbo and Neo and Baz and Ken. Everybody stop by. Like to thank everybody over there in the mouth. Like to thank everybody else listening out there, especially you. That's right, our friends, our listeners. That's right. Yeah, the most interactive show you can find right here on the internet, anytime, right here. You got our number, you got our frequency. We just ask that you bring a friend, or better yet, bring an enemy, because we're always welcome right here in the Madhouse. And when we do that, our fearless leader, the journalist, my brother, I love you, man. Great show.
Yay. Thank you, Milkman. And I'm out of here.
All right.
We'll catch you here next Thursday. Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in.